Hail Biafra, we Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are upon the face of this very planet, once again this very morning, the morning of the 23rd day of March in the year of our Lord 2015, we welcome you to another exciting edition of Radio Biafra live transmission. We are live, we are direct, and we are coming to you from Biafra land this very fine morning, this very fine sunny morning, warm morning in Biafra land. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to all of you, irrespective of where you are, because you are in different time zones of the world. People are listening from north to south, from east to west, around the globe. That is why we are phenomenal. And that is why we welcome you in the manner that we do. Wherever you are, you must be listening via CHK 97.6. If you are not listening via CHK 97.6, you are listening to us via satellite. If you are not listening to us via satellite, you are listening to us via one of our listening posts, one of our portals online, in which case it is irrelevant how you have joined us this very morning, but we welcome you all the same. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and humanity is listening. Radio Biafra is setting the pace everywhere. They react to the news that we offer. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Therefore, if you know somebody who isn't, it is incumbent upon you to go and tell them that this very morning. Across Biafra land on CHK 97.6, they are listening. And this morning will not be an exception. We will intend to enlighten, to educate, to impact knowledge. We will endeavor to make sure that we bring and standing in all that we are doing. Our line may be crackling, but we are live and we are direct, and nothing is going to stop us. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you this very fine morning. And before we proceed, and as always, we will hand over every proceeding to heaven. We will invite Chukwu Abiama to come and take position in our lives. We will invite Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the beginning and the end, to come and participate in our proceedings this morning, as he has always done. He has never ever abandoned us, and now he is not going to abandon us because he asked us to come. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come, and hence we have come. We are here to do what is right before heaven and before this very earth. If you had any doubt before, if you felt our incorruptibility was a sham, if you think that somehow we prevaricate, that we are going to retreat or surrender, you are clearly mistaken, because we can never, ever, ever retreat nor surrender. The Chukwu Abiama that asked us to come is the one that we praise every blessed day, and this morning can never ever be an exception. My Lord and my God, we offer praise to you this very morning. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to come once again and abide with us. We have come to restore your kingdom upon the face of this very earth, as was prayed by Yahweh Yeshua. Because of that, Heavenly Father, we ask you to come down, to be graceful, to be merciful upon these your children, some of them hopelessly ignorant, some of them so foolish that they are mixing with our Safunani, some of them so hopeless that they go to Yoruba churches. My Lord and my God in heaven, O Lord of hosts, please have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon them, that they may return to your ways, to the ways of our forebears, in the knowledge that you are absolute, in the knowledge that nothing else is worthy of praise except your magnificent name. We kneel before your presence, we bow before your presence, we prostrate before your presence, we offer you adoration. We offer you every glory and every honor, that in the end, after Biafra may have been restored, that forever and ever our children, their children's children, even the ones who are yet to be born, Heavenly Father, will praise your holy name, that mankind may know that you are God. That is why we are here. And Chukwu Abiama will be with us all the way through. If you are a genuine Biafran, one for Biafran in the morning, you open an eyes, in a bama, in our Korea, Korea, Gin and this you are making, we welcome you here. We are not like a Wazurike, we don't mix with evil. We are not evil. We will never ever send anybody to go and kidnap anybody in the name of Biafra. Impossible. We can never do it. We are not kidnappers like Masob people are. They are thieves. They are local thieves. They can never strike Hausa or Fulani or Yoruba. They go about deceiving and lying and cheating. There is no thing you can do with lies in life. Lying does not do anything for you. That is why we are incorruptible. Incorruptibility. Now and forever, we shall remain resolute. We shall remain determined. We shall ensure that Chukwu Abiama's name is praised. We shall ensure that this very most noble of platforms, Radio Biafra, broadcasting life to humanity, we will ensure that IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra, anywhere in the world, that our integrity, our honesty, our uprightness is there for the whole world to see. That we don't have any need to explain to people who we are before they come to us. There is no need for it. We don't sell forms. We do not sell forms to people. People come to IPOB. They listen to Radio Biafra and they come. We don't go canvassing and filling forms. Impossible. That is how you can distinguish between these idiots and ourselves. Owas Rike has nothing to do with Radio Biafra. I'm making it abundantly clear in case there are those of you who are being lied to. When somebody lies to you, you accept it because you are evil inside you. You're a bad person. That is why you accept lies as truth. Owazurike works with Nigerian politicians. He is an enemy of the struggle, in case you don't know. He reminds me of Okorocha. They're in the same league. They come and you think they have something to offer, but behind is a more sinister, more devilish, more satanic agenda. And what is that agenda? To be rich. So say Akonobanko, that's all, to have money. Everything we get on Radio Biafra, we spend on the pursuit or and well-being of Biafrans. We don't build hotels. We don't build mansion. We don't do anything of that sort. We are not in Biafra to try and enrich ourselves. We are not into Biafra that Biafra may not come. We are not into Biafra to start supporting a Nigerian politician. Oh, the president, if he contests again in 2019, I'll vote for him. People who are not sound. People that follow these idiots. I want to ask them a question this morning. Because they are, they will always lie to you. If our lines are breaking, we told you before that the internet is very weak. It will keep breaking, as we told you, unless we buy this very equipment we are talking about. This line will keep breaking. It's as simple as that. We have warned you before, so if it happens, please don't blame us. There is a particular equipment we need from the USA. Once we get it, we can broadcast from anywhere without Etisalat, without Glo, without MTN, without Airtel. It doesn't matter anymore. We reject and repudiate the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Get us that equipment. That's what we're asking for. This is Radio Biafra, and we must continue. Anybody coming to you, lying to you, selling IPOB is only one, indivisible, under one unified and central command. Only one, not two, not three. They want to copy. They want to try their own. But we ask you, there is only one IPOB. Our world headquarters is in Victoria, in Spain, at our embassy. That's where we run our operations from all over the whole world. If you're talking to somebody and you ask them, where is your headquarters? And they say, it's so easy, no worry. Because Owazurike Onwuosi is no longer in Okwachukwu Osonokwe. He's now in Owerri, in a hotel, very close to Concord. That's where we know where the idiot is staying. And the one at worst. We know where the bastard is. Onyoshi Onyama. You want to use the name of Biafra to go and steal. Because, poor man. We were never born poor. We had privileged education. I'm not sure you did. That is why we pursue Biafra in truth and honesty. If you're looking to become an Aburo, Zuoshi, go and join Masop and be a thief. Zuoshi! Keep lying and keep stealing. Keep lying and keep stealing. Every blessed year. For nearly 14, 15 years, you are lying and you're stealing. You are lying every day. Now to us, UN is coming. Biafra is coming. Nothing is happening. You are doing all of that you may get close to Jonathan and begin to take money. Jonathan, campaign manager. The name he here. Freedom fighter campaigning for the president of the country that is oppressing his people. Reminds me of Okorocha. He will come with 1, 2, or 3 roundabouts. Ebune Islam, Zubozubo. Ebune Koran, Ndibrunisi, Ndibribe. Because your spirit is bad. That is why you accept men like that. You never look beyond your nose. You never ask yourself difficult questions. What is the motive of this very person doing this very thing when there is no tangible, any evidenced result as to the end game? Oh, we are still here. How about your license number? How about the currency you printed? How about the passport? Can those things bring you Biafra? The answer is no. You are making a mockery of freedom fighting. You are insulting the memory of the dead. Those that fought for our freedom in the times gone by. People and poverty. You cannot stop stealing. You have no shame, no honor, and no dignity. I said, no politician. If you come close to IPOB, Radio BF, you will die off immediately. Because here we are sanctified. Sanctified and very, very clean. Beyond reproach. That is the meaning of whiter than white and whiter than snow. And you don't want to pour. The truth must be preached and spoken on Radio Biafra. We don't give a damn who you are. We preach the truth here. If you don't like, you perish. We don't give a damn. Honestly, I don't care. If you like the Pope John Paul the 90th, that is your business, has nothing to do with the truth. The truth, the gospel of the restoration of Biafra, we preach on this platform. You want your kuasi, go and look for a useless politician to go and join. Go and follow us. Here we don't lie. We do not lie. We don't insult people. We tell you the truth. As simple as that. You will own your joy. You go and repent. Those that repented by talking nonsense about the transmitter, have we not forgiven them? We've forgiven them. All we're asking you is to change from your evil ways. Masop members, stop kidnapping Igbo people for your master. Yes, who was she? He's a racketeer. Who was written is a racketeer. He's a mobster. He reminds me of mafia. Mob for hire. Who knows who she in Abari Benin without shame. Have you voted for Jonathan? Unna PDP, Ndiara, Wanawo, name a freedom fighting, useless people. Go and change and repent. All of you should go and abandon that idiot. Abandon or was written is a thief, a liar. He'll keep deceiving you. 25 stages indeed. Not only 99 stages, more like Ndiara, Wanawo. This is Radio Biafra. You think that you can knock down our senator Fatenugu with Nigeria police? And Chukwu Abiyama will be merciful upon you. You are dreaming. Chukwu Abiyama can never forgive all of you. Go and ask them, they will tell you. If you are hungry and you are looking for how to eat, there are many ways to try and earn a living than running up and down with Biafran flag, kidnapping, stealing, and thieving in the name of Biafra. Oh, Biafra is coming. The reason why they have come now is, before we came, what did you do? Before Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come, what were you able to accomplish? 6 countries are asking for us, not us looking for them. 6. 6 countries are asking for to beat us, not us asking to see them. What does that tell you? Ndiara Nwuranwu. Local champions, from one village to the other. You think Biafra will come? Please go back to school and study, because you know nothing already. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all her forces. And by the special grace of heaven, not only the director of Radio Biafra, but your faithful servant now and forever. I will never let you down. I will never ever, instead of me to abandon this very effort in this very way, any day I stop talking the way I'm talking, you know, and Chukwuabiam won't even allow me to see sunlight. Because when I took my oath, at the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. Some of you took your oath in the villages in your office. I had to go to the source to take my oath. I had to travel to Jerusalem to swear before God of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, Chukwuabiam, the God of my ancestors, the God of Nri, to say you will lead us into this very battle, and I have one promise to make. Chukwuabiam, you help us, not you help us, you restore Biafra to us. And you will Biafra, Choragaja. We will sacrifice Biafra to your holy name forever and ever. That's why I do it. I took my oath in front of Chukwuabiam in Jerusalem. The same place, the holy of holies, of the ancient priests of Israel, was where I took my oath. I knelt down and I prayed to heaven. And he answered. Of course he will answer. Are we not his children? Did he create us so that? And of course not. Then why are you allowing us to languish? Forgive them because they are ignorant, O heaven. If you are a mass up, go and repent. Go to the church and do prayer and fasting to be cleansed. Some of you, with the blood of Awusa men, you don't understand the Biafra. You remind me of T.B. Joshua and Yoruba preachers. They were Muslims before. They can never ever be true children of God. Uncircumcised people telling you about Jesus Christ and jumping up and down on the other name. The same thing with some of you in Masab. Abandon the idiot. He can never ever do anything for you. How many of you are in prison? How many of you has he visited in prison? How many times has this idiot gone to the families of those that died at the front line, Masop members, that we remembered? How many of you have spoken about Ezu River? What have you actually done? If not, now we are Kaiburu from one village to the other. We are mountain flag and the name of Hakonuji. Go and repent. Go to a church and pray. As you're praying, you're crying. Ask Chukwuabiam to wash away all the sins that was really put on your head. Because all of you will die miserable deaths. Go and repent and change and reason properly. Because here we reason. We don't want people to come to IPOB for the sake of it. You come to us because you have common sense and ability to reason. We don't lie. The idiot said, they imported them tickets. What have you imported for Biafra before? What have you done for Biafra before if not build hotels? Have I not been to prison? I'm asking you, have I not been detained before by Nigeria? Are you not aware of it? Have I not been to prison, I ask you? Have I not been to SSS headquarters in Abuja under detention? Are you the only one that went to prison? How about those who are in prison for God knows how long? Have you seen them? Have you been to visit them? But I go to visit my sub members who are in prison. I visit my sub members in prison. How many of you idiots jumping from one? How many of you have been to prison to see your comrades? Chineke Maruna Bere. I was a man yaro. Meaning I was someone. Chineke Nekoli Hojo. They latched onto Biafra. Now, go and repent before you come to us. Go and repent. Mad, mad people. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work this very morning. And we are going to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary as always. The same way we promise that we are going to do it every blessed day, morning and night when we can. This is Radio Biafra. By way of headlines, and before I do so, please, I must quickly add this very morning that from Biafra land, mind you, we are in Biafra land. And as a man, they are in London anymore. We have a line and a number with which and through which you can contact us this very morning. 081 653 081-653-26272. I repeat, 081-653-26272. We also have a number and a line, our inquiry line, 090-907-76589. I repeat, 090-907-76589. You can also call that very number. We happen to also be on Skype, which is Radio Biafra. That's our Skype ID. Skype name is Radio Biafra. If you write to us there, we'll be able to respond to you as well. You can call us via Radio Biafra on Skype. And also, please, we are on Viber too. We are on WhatsApp. The number for WhatsApp is +44783130 8376. I repeat, +44783130 8376. That is the number you can get on WhatsApp. If you write something interesting, we'll be able to respond to you. We also happen to be on our universal line, which has been having difficulties since yesterday, which is +44208133 9976 as well. We are Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Powered by IPUB, of course. And heaven is listening as well. Chukwu Abiyama is in heaven, watching over our proceedings. I will now go forth to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. Wherever you are, tell your friends and your family. Tell them we are live. Tell them we are direct. And tell them that Chukwu Abiyama is here. Heaven is here. The zoo has reported paying the Chadian. My goodness. Even the zoo, even the money coming from Biafra land is used to pay Chadian soldiers. They are paying them 146 million every month to fight Boko Haram. The zoo, Nigeria, is paying Chad 146 million every month to fight Boko Haram. There are teachers in Abano food. There are those who have not been paid since August of last year, according to Theodore Oji. Do you know that? But the zoo is paying Chad 146 million every blessed month so they can run around and chase a band of renegade cattle herders. The court bars police and others from arresting the Sun editor. I don't know why police will arrest journalists, people speaking the truth. I don't understand the country where to speak in their useless constitution run up by Awosama Abdul Salami Abubakar. He wrote the constitution of the zoo. He said, you a man in this COG, black. Freedom of speech. What do you understand as freedom of speech? People are free to speak their mind. If they are lying, the world will know. The public will know. Why do you need to arrest somebody speaking? Why? That is why I say you people are monkeys and baboons. You don't know anything. Why will you go and arrest somebody speaking his mind? Onyekuchea. Onyekuchea is the name of my great uncle. Everybody is entitled to the opinion. You may not like it. Their views may be critical of you. All you need to do is to say to the person, what you're thinking about me is not correct. People called me a thief and a liar. Owasrike told his useless followers that I'm a thief and I'm a liar. That I took money for a transmitter and I ate the money and imported empty container. Am I going to start saying to them I'm not a thief? You show them the container, you show them the transmitter. End of story. They now go back to him and look at him as somebody who is a gossiper and a liar. That is how you address people. You can't say, oh, because you said this thing about me, I'm going to kill you. You are foolish. That is not how to run a civilized society. People in Biafra land, anybody can write anything about the head of state. You go and defend yourself and say, I did not do this. So that the public will know and disregard such nonsense in the future. From now onwards, if anybody comes to you and tells you about transmitter, and then I'm the kind, what will you say to the person? Is to please get away from here. You're not well. That is the best way to address all these things. People are free to speak their mind. I believe in freedom of speech. But the zoo doesn't believe in freedom of speech. We Biafrans believe in Onyenucheya. The zoo called Nigeria doesn't believe in it. Why should we be part of it? A place where people are not allowed to speak their mind. Police to go and arrest the editor of the Sun. Then they run and go and arrest mad people, insane people. We continue. Chad is still insisting that the zoo is afraid of recaptured towns. the zoo government was saying, oh, that is not true. But Chad is still saying it. We have liberated some of your towns for you from Boko Haram. Go and take it over. Nigerian soldiers are afraid to go into those places because they are cowards, as we told you before. Ardent cowards they are. Nigerian universities to rank among the best in the world in the next 4 years. Jonathan is a... I thought that man was foolish. Jonathan is a... He's not just... That man hasn't got any brain. Nigerian universities to be among the global best in the next 4 years. Oh, Chineke. Hey, God. I have asked Chukwu Abiyama, why did you bring me to Africa? And the answer I got was because you have a job to do, which is the job I'm doing now. I then asked him, why is it that so many intelligent, hardworking people, Uche Mefo, Engineer Ranya, Uche Nasiebu, why is it the likes of Barrister Mamizu? Why are they doing what they're doing? Chukwu Abiyama said, because there is an assignment you people have to accomplish. There is work to be done. That's why all of you came here. You did not come here because I want you to live like an animal called a Nigerian. You have come to bring light where once there was darkness. Jonathan, how do you think you can make the zoo secondary schools, answering to, in fact, nursery school, the best in 4 years, when the graduates don't have anywhere to work? If you go to a university, they don't have running water to flush their toilets. Jonathan, are you aware of this? Do you see how people talk as if there is no brain in their skull? This is the thing about, I call it the Nnamdi Azikiwe syndrome, or the African nationalist syndrome. People come and make grandiose utterances and statements which they know cannot be substantiated with facts and figures. I am really, really saddened by what is happening. Very, very saddened by what is going on here. University is the best in 4 years. You must be a dreamer. You are in cloud cuckoo land, as they say. If you say this type of thing abroad, people will laugh until the fall of their chair. A university graduate in the zoo here cannot write a proper sentence in English, or in Igbo, or in Ibibio, or in Efik. They cannot write so in Kalabari language. They cannot do so in Ishekiri or in Urobo. None whatsoever. But somehow, they are claiming they can be the best in 4 years. You are a dreamer, Jonathan. Buhari should be told the gospel truth. Now they understand the meaning of truth. Because Radio Biafra is changing how people are thinking now, everywhere. People are now beginning to believe in the truth. Now they understand the essence of the truth. And that truth is what is going to set them free. Buhari is not a fundamentalist according to APC. We have lambasted them. They are coming back to say they are not fundamentalists, but of course they are. Okorocha is an Hausa man. He's a fundamentalist. He's an Islamic follower. He's an Islamist who is there to convert people. As I asked them before, go to Okorocha, ask Okorocha how many traditional rulers were Muslims before you came into power. He will give you a figure. Then you ask him now, today that you're the governor, how many of our traditional rulers are Muslims? And he will tell you also. Then you see that Okorocha has come to Islamize all of you with his friend and his father, Buhari. 1,000 children die daily from drinking unsafe water in the zoo. Now they have woken up. People, we told them, do you know why people here are monkeys and baboons? Do you know why? Have you seen somebody trying to drink water from a sachet before, pure water? Have you seen somebody trying to drink water from waterproof? Watch, just sit back. Do an experiment. Give somebody pure water. Just stand back and watch that person. Ask the person to drink. You will see there is no difference between that person and an animal. You'll be biting it. You'll be biting waterproof, biting. Hey, to drink water. From time immemorial, you use cup to drink water.
you will see the person, they'll be looking like a monkey biting the edge of the waterproof bag. And then, as they begin to drink, they tilt their head backwards and they begin to press. It's a very ugly sight to behold. Drinking water from a sachet. You are not civilized. You are not, honestly. That is not how to drink water. It shows you're an animal. Drinking water from waterproof bag, pure water, makes you an animal. And that is why the zoo is full of monkeys and baboons. We don't say things we don't know. We don't say things because we want to hurt anybody. We want to hurt their feelings. We are not saying what we are saying because we have anything untoward in mind towards anybody. No, not at all. Not in the least. We do what we do because we believe in the truth, and that truth is what is going to set us free. 1,000 children die daily from drinking unsafe water, and we must continue. Murek warns the Zoological Republic against arresting APC leaders before elections. Why would you do that? Why would Jonathan arrest APC leaders before election? Are they not well? What has that got to do with electioneering? Go and convince people to vote for you. That's the meaning of electioneering, politicking. I don't know how to tell these people this. The meaning of politics is that you come out and tell people, this is what I will do for you if you vote for me. And then your opponent will come and say, this is what I will do for you if you vote for me. Whoever convinces the people, they will vote for him or they'll vote for her. That is the meaning of politics. Why would you go about arresting people? Why? What for? To serve what purpose, I ask you? What for? And you claim you're a Democrat. Of course, they're not Democrats. Here they do appointment. It's my turn. It's my village turn. It's rotational presidency. Mad, mad people. Baboons and monkeys. In my next life, I won't know you people. Chukwuebuka knows. I can never come close to the level of ignorance I have seen in this lifetime. I don't wish to come close to this place. So. Never. Surrounded by Awosa, Fulani and Yoruba. Is the worst punishment ever for anybody to endure. We now go on to bring you the news in greater detail. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are live from Biafra land and we are direct. Anybody coming to you claiming they are IPOB to fill a form, they are lying to you. Anybody telling you that indigenous people of Biafra, Radio Biafra, has anything to do with MASOP, the person is a thief. They have nothing to do with it. They are kidnappers. They are thieves. They are murderers. How many people have they kidnapped? How much ransom was paid? Can Owazuke come out and say, I have not benefited from ransom money? Who brought kidnapping to Igbo land? Do you know it's Owazuke? Do you know it's him that brought kidnapping to Igbo land? You don't know, do you? But he did. The zoo called Nigeria is reportedly covering the financial cost of operations by multinational forces against Boko Haram. They cannot win any war unless they go and pay foreigners to do it. According to investigation, the zoo pays the troops from Chad and Niger $146.25 million as pocket money and feeding allowance, not their salary. Pocket money and feeding allowance. The money, however, does not include the money for fueling of the operational vehicles of the foreign troops and other logistics. The report further stated that a breakdown of the $146.25 million shows that 2,500 troops contributed by Chad receive $112 million every month, while 750 soldiers, only 750 from Niger, gets $33 million. Does each soldier from the two countries get 45,000 monthly as pocket and not the salary? The same amount of money paid to Nigerian soldiers as salary. They get as allowance. When I told you that this army is poorly fed, staffed by cowards, you never believed me. This army is not strong. I keep reiterating. The reason why we lost the war between 67 and 70 was because Britain, America, Russia, every Christian country in Europe wanted to hand us over to Islam. They are secret Muslims. They wanted to hand us over to Islam and we lost. It is not because of Nigerian soldiers. OAU soldiers were here as well. Some of you don't know that. Some of you don't know that, do you? Now, the same thing is happening. Nigeria cannot win any war without the help of foreigners. Never. Chad, how many troops? 750 troops from Niger Republic. Able to defeat Boko Haram. 750 people. That thousands upon thousands upon thousands of idiots from the Zulu army cannot do. These are the people you are afraid of. Nigerian soldiers, you are afraid of them. Because they have AK-47. And now, this is what Wazuki has done to some of you. Turned you into cowards as freedom fighters. Cowards that all you can do is to go from village to village looking for who to kidnap. You can't go and fight the enemies of Chukwuebiama. 750 is here now. The figures are here. 750 troops from the Niger Republic. 2,500 from Chad. And they are getting allowance equal to the, even more than the salary being paid to the baboons that say they are Nigerian soldiers. If you go, thank God for Radio Biafra. If you go to church, you go and do Thanksgiving. Thank Chukwuebiama and say thank you for giving us Radio Biafra. We can now see the light. If you are in the army, turn the gun against your ogre and shoot him dead. They are criminals. Court bars police orders from arresting the Sun editor. Justice Okon Abang of a Lagos Federal High Court sitting has voided the bench warrant issued against Associate Editor of the Sun newspaper, Mr. Bere Nwabara, by the Abia State Magistrate Court and described the warrant as illegal and unconstitutional. Okay. Theodorji went to Abia State Magistrate and said, issue bench warrant against. Do you see why even judges, everywhere, there is so much corruption that even the judges are useless? Oh, this is justice this. This is a judge this. Idiots. Without brain. A politician can go to a judge and say, or to a magistrate, I want you to arrest somebody. They are writing something against me. They are saying something against me. Can you please arrest them? And somebody that claimed they traveled abroad to study will sit down and sign that particular bench warrant asking for the arrest of an associate editor of a newspaper. What did the man do? The judge cannot ask, Your Excellency. Oh, Your Excellency. What do you want me to do, Your Excellency? Akwa Jojo and magistrate one. And you're telling me that not. When I call you monkeys and baboons, you think I'm joking. If I am a judge and you come to me and say, go and arrest that, I'll ask you, what did he do or what did she do? Oh, the reason is that they wrote one thing about me. I don't like what they said. I will ask you, is that all? You say yes, I say bring the matter to court. Why do you think they have court anyway? I'm asking you people this morning. Why do you think you have court? Oh, is it only when you have land dispute you go to court? The reason why you have court is where you settle everything. That's why it's called a court. Obako. Where you come to bring petition and it is settled. So, Mr. Dear Governor, if you want to settle your case with Wabara, the associate editor of the Sun, bring it to court. When you come here, you say, he lied against me, he slandered my name, he is liable to pay me damages. Then we are what damages if you win the matter? Isn't that how to do something in a civil society? Oh, don't worry, His Excellency. I will write it now, and we'll get him arrested. These are the universities that produced the rubbish people you have that Jonathan is saying will be the best in the world in 4 years. A country that is lawless with lawyers in it. Lawless country. All the MASOP members who are in police custody are waiting trial. Trial for what? Wearing a t-shirt, carrying a flag. That's all. No judge can come and say, what did these people do? Why don't you let them go? No. He is a CON, Commander of Nigeria. GCFON, rubbish. Name his nod. Ordinary justice you cannot uphold. What is justice? Justice is truth. That is all that is to it. Is it true that this man lied against this man? That's the meaning of libel case. Did Wabara lie against Theodore, who is a thief? The answer is no. Therefore, Wabara is not liable. And even you that calls yourself a governor, we will charge you for contempt of court by bringing such frivolous case against us. And the matter is finished. Then the governor will know not to ask for somebody else's arrest. But when he goes to court, the judge will, oh, don't worry, His Excellency, he's under arrest now. How can they want to justice and law? I want to deliver a lecture titled Justice and the New Democratic Dispensation. People without brain. Show me the justice you know who is upright and honest. Show me one. In the whole of the zoo, show me one judge who is honorable. The answer is none. And then you want to make law faculties the best in the world. You are dreaming, Jonathan. You are dreaming. It's impossible. What did Wabara do? Nothing. Anyway, but this court also restrained the police and other security agencies from further arresting, detaining Mr. Wabara and his colleague Chuks Onwuoha. Justice Abang gave the verdict at the weekend while delivering judgment in a suit filed by Wabara and Onwuoha over the breach of their fundamental rights by the police. Joined as co-defendants in the suit are the Inspector General. Why will the Inspector General of Police, Abia State Chief Magistrate John Okpai, and Attorney General of Abia State Ume Kalu, what are you people doing? Arresting a journalist or planning to arrest a journalist? These are judges. Chineke na mere madhebere. These are judges. You will see them in church. They are attending synod with their wig. We are judge. You know this chief justice. What just ruling have you ever delivered before? Do you see the reason why in Biafra land we'll go back to trial by jury? We have not told you. Now I'm telling you. In Biafra land, we will not have one person sitting in judgment of other people. No. You will be a judge to direct the jury on points of law. There will be 10 or 12 ordinary people picked up from the street. At the end of the case, we ask them, go and deliberate. Come back and tell us. You know, in England, they call it deliberation. In America, where they run jury system. That is why I say to you people, you don't know what you have until you lose it. Do you know that the justice system in America that serves them very well, and in England that serves them very well, in United Kingdom, do you know they brought it from us? Because in those days, I remember as a child, there is a case in the village. Elders come out to judge. Do you know that the elders will not go to deliberate? They will pick other people who are neutral. Because of how they contributed, they say, go and deliberate and tell us who owns this land and who doesn't own it. Once those in there, in America or in England, they will say the jury should go to the jury room and deliberate. The same thing, no difference. And that is why the government, Obama cannot wake up in the morning and say, oh, you see that man there, go and arrest John Kerry. They will tell him to go. In fact, they will remove him from office. Because if you take Mr. Kerry to court, the person that will decide if Mr. Kerry is innocent or guilty is not the judge appointed by Obama. It will be ordinary people picked up from the road. Now you understand. Now you see why you need Radio Biafra. I ain't accusing him here. The same system our forefathers had, which was why there was justice in our land. You don't know this? There was no Eze. All this Kagan will be Eze. Ordinary people, they will go out and deliberate, come back and tell you who is guilty and who is innocent. Without being afraid. And they will not know that they are going to deliberate until that very day. During the case, it will be pointed out they have spoken in a neutral manner, or we see them as men of honor, integrity, and women. Go, come back and give us the verdict. It used to happen in your land before. Oh, so you think that this magistrate court you're seeing is how you were before? No. Oyibo damaged a lot of things about us. Why do you think I hate Nnamdi Azikiwe? Why? Do you think because he answers the same name, I answer the same name that he bared when he was alive? Why? I said to myself, Nnamdi Azikiwe is a learned man, very, very educated and intelligent. Nnamdi Azikiwe should have known that the nonsense that the white man was asking us to adopt is wrong, is inferior to what we had before. When it comes to justice and to policing, Which are the two key things, critical things, and in employment and also in security, in day-to-day existence. What we had in Biafra land before the white man came is superior to the nonsense we have now. Why? Before the white man came, I asked Nnamdi Azikiwe, did we have any police, standing police? The answer is no. Before the white man came, did you have anybody with gun all over the street looking for who to harass? Park very well, clear very well. The answer is typical no. Did we have armed robbery and people going about and stealing things from people without any due recourse to at least honesty and sensible deliberation? The answer is no. Then why did you bring Kotoma police to us from Adamawa, who doesn't understand our justice system? Do you know what justice is? Why will you appoint an inspector general of police from Sokoto to come to Umuahia? Does he understand the way the villagers resolve their dispute? The answer is no. All he knows is arrest, shoot. Arrest, shoot. That's all. What you people did is to damage our way of life by telling us that what the white man brought is superior to what we have, which is arrant nonsense, Cob. Rubbish. So when I speak against Azikiwe, it's not just because of what he did to Eyo Eta, which brought the division between us and Calabar people, but it is because of his inability to apply his intellect when it came to safeguarding the historic institutions that underpinned the survival and uniqueness of his people. That's why I don't like him. Nnamdi Azikiwe had it within his powers to say no. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will cut. When it cuts, please don't blame me. We need a system here that will make it impossible for our lines to cut. I have been saying this from day one. Onyebuchi has been saying it. Our UK coordinator, nobody wants to listen. We need an equipment that will cost us $12,000. We have managed to raise 2,150 euros towards it, which means we are looking for about $9,800 or so to complete that money to buy that very equipment. Our lines will keep cutting. Please, we are warning you. Not when it happens, you say you don't know what is happening. Our lines will keep cutting. And this is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and the whole world is listening. We welcome you once again, wherever you are. And this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We continue. Wambara was abducted from his Surulere Lagos home on March the 28th by men of Abia State Police Command, who later took him to Omwaya in handcuffs. Can you believe that? Abducted. The police abduct people. Why? Because to change to global, said go and arrest somebody. And you're telling me I should stay in such a country? God punish you and your family. You are stupid to ask me to go and stay in a country called Nigeria. You are mad. This is the country Wazirike wants you to stay in. This is the country that Wazirike came, sent by Lucifer, to come and deceive all of you. To make you think that somehow Biafra can come by voting for a Nigerian politician. People without shame. We continue. Chadian and troops from the zoo fighting the Boko Haram insurgency in the northeast are reportedly begging their Nigerian counterparts to take over towns recaptured from the sect. Chad is begging Nigeria, go and take over. These are your towns now. You said you are Nigerians. I have liberated this village. Why don't you go in there? Nigerian troops are afraid. Do you know why? Because they are being commanded by Yoruba men. Cowards to the core, to the bone. Cowards to the bone. We continue. The zoo authorities had announced that troops had recaptured all towns occupied by members of the terrorist group in Adamawa and Yobe states, remaining Borno, the last three northeastern states mostly affected by insurgency. A report by New York Times, on Friday entitled "Foreign Troops Beg Nigerian Soldiers to Occupy Recaptured Towns" said foreign troops had led journalists on a tour of the liberated towns without Nigerian troops on the ground. Chadian authorities were reported to be angered by the near total absence of cooperation from the zoo, from the animals in the Nigerian army in a crucial regional battle. Are you listening and pondering what we are pondering? The Nigerian army Jonathan was claiming liberated the towns did not liberate. It was by Chad and Niger Republic. Nigerian army can never fight and win any war on their own. They have never done so before. They can never. They are only strong when it comes to bombing civilians. As Obasanjo did at Odi. Niger Delta, are you listening? Obasanjo bombed Odi. Have you forgotten? No, some of you have forgotten, haven't you? Civilians, that's all they specialize in killing. They can never kill any army that is armed. If you ask Nigerian army, go and take over a place being defended with AK-47 assault, they will not go there. They look for the woman coming back from the market. They will say, put your basin down, clear well, pack well. They look at your daughters in Aba, and they are molesting them, asking, stripping your daughters naked in public for their own amusement. And you keep quiet and do nothing. We continue. President Goodluck Jonathan has expressed optimism that the Zoo universities would rank amongst the best in the world in the next 4 years as a result of ongoing transformation of the education. Now, listen. Are you sure Jonathan is well? I'm asking a simple... Jonathan, is your Guyam? Which transformation, Jonathan, is going on? At which university are you transforming? All this nonsense about transformational agenda. What is it about, I ask Jonathan? Which university have you transformed? Or one day in Kadi Kapotri? Jonathan, are you transforming universities so that I can go and pick up fake laptops? Singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star from Okorocha. Which university have you reformed? I want to know. Before, we are now sending out a warning to everybody. Radio Biafra is in Biafra land, broadcasting to the whole world at the same time. Wherever you are, before you say anything, please think carefully. Because Radio Biafra is live. We will pick up what you said and we will be able to analyze it. Before you open your mouth to say anything, think carefully. Jonathan is lying. That is the most painful aspect of it. He may have been giving out money to universities. Oh, transform. Vice Chancellor, transform. As the one who has invited, go on. Go on, please. Come, we are still waiting for you. Nigerian universities to rank amongst the best, to rank alongside Yale University, alongside Harvard, to rank alongside Cambridge and Oxford. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness me. Jonathan, the man is not well. The man is not well, honestly speaking. Which sector are you transforming? Jonathan, you are transforming the power sector. Do we have light? No. You are transforming Kekwe and another sector, the banking sector. Are banks not about to close and shut down? Jonathan, you are transforming the economy. Is there employment in the economy? Are you employing people? I want to know. The answer is no. So which part of the economy are you reforming? You are reforming street lights. Which town has functioning street lights? You are reforming the markets. Oh my God. Jonathan is a joke, honestly speaking. They said he featured in a debate organized by the Nigerian Elections Debate Group on Sunday in Abuja, said that Nigerian universities have been equipped to compete with their foreign... Oh God. Anyways, a country of liars and cheats. Unlike Rukwasi, you love lies and you're getting it from everybody. Including what we can do show now. He's a friend to Mrs. Jonathan. They are doing a peace ambassador. Do you know what is a peace ambassador for Nigeria? The MASOP members, do you know that your guy at the top, Wazuke, is a member of the Peace Ambassadorial Corps of Nigeria? You are aware of that? If you go to a meeting, ask Wazuke, how about that picture you took with Patience Jonathan in your uniform? Nigeria Peace Ambassador. How come you agreed to be Jonathan's campaign manager in the Southeast? True or false? Is it true or is it false? Go and ask your master. Was Rike? Mad people. We continue. The embattled APC presidential candidate, he's embattled indeed. We are hammering the Boko Haramist, Buhari. Must be told the gospel truth. He is not qualified to lead a democratic Nigeria. What is Nigeria anyway? A country created by a white man, defended by black people who are ignorant. A definition of Nigeria. What is Nigeria? Nigeria is a country, a geopolitical contraption concocted in the head of a white man, defended by baboons and monkeys who are ill-equipped with the knowledge required and necessary to dismantle an edifice to Satan, institutionalized by a white man. I hope you understand that. Zoological Republic. There is a man, an Almajiri, a terrorist himself, Buhari, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram, is on record. Even America now knows. When I say people listen to it, they say, no, how do you know? From the things that the world are saying about Buhari, you know they listen to Radio Biafra. Including some decent university professors in Argentina. They listen in all the way in Argentina. University professors gather to listen to Radio Biafra. Are you aware of that? And now 6 countries want to see us. Because you will know the truth. And that truth will set you free. Owaziriki has been lying to them all. Are they not in bondage? Name us up. Are they not in bondage, I ask you? I said to them, go to the nearest church and go and pray and repent. Not Yoruba one, so go to a decent church. Either Mar Jehovah or Seventh-day Adventist Church. The 2 closest churches that came to the true definition of Christianity. Go and pray and ask Chukwu Abiyama for forgiveness. And before you say I am biased, I was raised in Anglican, for your information. My parents are top people in Anglican Church. But there is nothing in Anglican that tells me that they are Christians. If you want to know Christianity, Seventh-day Adventist Church, because they worship Chukwu Abiyama on the day that God said he must be worshipped, the last day of the week, on a Saturday. And also Amar Jehovah, Jehovah's Witness, because at least they come close to the true definition and understanding of the scriptures. That's a fact. I don't lie. Go and check it for yourself. I do not lie. There's no need for me to. You may be a liar yourself. Here on Radio Biafra, we don't lie. The embattled APC presidential candidate Major General Muhammadu Buhari must be told the gospel truth. He is not qualified to lead a democratic zoological republic. His credentials and antecedents speak against him. Other than his place of birth, there is nothing that qualifies Buhari to seek the exalted office of the president of the Federal Republic of the Zoo to lead monkeys and baboons. He is not qualified to do so. It is sad to imagine that some persons who pretend to be Democrats are rooting for Buhari. Imo State, are you listening? The caliphate of Imo. Imo State is a caliphate. It's an Islamic caliphate. Are you listening? Anybody rooting for Buhari is not a Democrat. You can never be a Democrat to support Buhari. Chibuike Amaechi. Are you listening? You can never, ever be a Democrat. If you know democracy, you can never, ever support Buhari. It's impossible. Only if you are, you know, there, some of you, we are born and Satan went inside you immediately. You are born. You are the ones in APC supporting Buhari. You are a child of Satan. The devil. This is the man that gave Boko Haram money to kill your people at Damaturu. This is the man that gave Boko Haram the impetus to go and bomb Sabongeri 2 times, killing Igbo people in Sabongeri 2 times. This is the same man that went to Igbo Motor Park at Nyanya in Abuja and bombed it. And your people died. This is the same man that you plan to vote for in Biafra land. Chineke Unok. Mad people. APC, my foot. God punish all of you. Anybody, I'm not writing this. This is by Simeon Wakud. He's the one writing this very brilliant piece. Buhari should be told the gospel truth. Do you have a certificate? Go and ask Okorocha. I'm asking all of you in Owerri to vote for Buhari. Has Buhari got a certificate? Simple certificate, primary standard 6. The answer is no. People without shame. Oh, how did he rise to become a major general then? The same way that the army cannot fight. Can't you see? Have you seen the one with the big stomach? Alex Bade. Have you seen his stomach? Which army in the world will allow somebody as overweight and rotund to be the head of the army? Alex Bade, have you hung out for Mokama? In which country of the world will you see somebody who cannot fit into the seat of an aeroplane be the Air Force Marshal? Where in the world? Only in the zoo. Buhari rising to the top. Our sub, we are promoting their people. Did you not hear what the Sardana of Sokoto said? When we don't find anybody to promote, we invite foreigners rather than give it to an Igbo man. The Sardana, the one Nigerian one in DC, maybe. Whichever you are listening, I want you to play the tape of the Sardana of Sokoto every blessed day on Radio Biafra. To let the world know that Awosa never believed in one Nigeria. They never loved you. Uche Mefo, you are listening. My deputy. Hard-working, honest man. Honest man, Uche Mefo is. Diligent and very loyal. Loyalty to the truth, I will say. Because he made your work and gave his yoga. Uche Mefo, there is a speech by Ahmadu Bello. Is on Radio Biafra website, www.radiobiafra.co. Uche, play it every day for Awosa to understand. Play it that those in Owerri, in Imo State, will understand the type of people that Okorocha is asking them to support. Play it for them to know. Awosa Boruna Ase, Awosa Fulani hates you. Uche, play that tape every blessed day for them to know that Awosa hates them. You think we are joking? I told you everything we say on Radio Biafra, we have proof. Sometimes they say we behave like lawyers. We don't ask you a question we don't know the answer to. Anytime we ask you a question, it means that we know the answer already. Now you understand how formidable we are. From today onwards, every blessed day on Radio Biafra, we are going to play you an audio tape of this, the leader of our Awosa people. The person that brought Awosa Fulani people into one Nigeria. You know, it's the deal. Nnamdi Azikiwe thought he can outsmart them because he was born in Awosa land. Yeah, he was Zazapia to the side. Told him he's nobody. Nnamdi Azikiwe is damaging to Biafra because he was born in Ugwu Awosa and lived in Yoruba land. He never lived in Biafra land until he was about to die. That's why all of you are in a mess that you are in today. Is it an insult? Was he not born in Zungeru? Or did he not work with Herbert Macaulay when they gave him NCNC? Did he not live in Lagos? I ask you. Did he not live in Lagos? I ask you. That is the question. Did he not live in Lagos? I ask you. Of course he did. Of course he did. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are not yet open, please. I ask people to refrain from calling Radio Biafra until we open our lines. We are still telling our people the story of the Sardana of Sokoto. Sardana said, I hate Igbo people. If I have a job here, I will give it to another, to an Awosa Fulani man. If there is no Awosa Fulani man, I will give it to a foreigner. If there is no foreigner, then I may consider an Igbo person. Uche, play that tape. Play it that Owerri people may reason and understand. Not that we hate Okorocha as a man. It's what he is bringing with him that we hate. Uche, play that tape every day to remind the Owerri people. They don't know what they're doing to themselves. Mad people. Mad people. The Owerri I know that Barista Mamezu comes from cannot succumb to that rubbish anyway. The same Buhari you want to vote for was the same man that terminated the democratic rule.
Reminds me of the gossipers, the transmitter gossipers, I call them. You were gossiping about the transmitter, now you are happy the transmitter has been shown to you. Buhari, you knew that democracy was a good thing. Why didn't you resign to contest against Shehu Shagari? Why did you come to destroy his government and the finish of democracy that led to the coming of Abacha? Without you, there would be no Abacha. This is the man you want to vote for. People don't have sense. That is why I call you baboons and monkeys. You don't reason very well. You cannot reason. How will you vote for somebody that destroyed democracy in the first place? How can you, if you're a human being and can reason? AFC, they are one out. We continue. But they have, of course, we are very, very objective here. We present both sides of the story all the time for people to make up their mind. And the APC have now responded. They have denied claims by the PDP that the former, and of course Radio Biafra, that Muhammadu Buhari is an Islamic fundamentalist prone to terrorist leanings. But he's a terrorist. Did Buhari not open his own mouth to say, I will make Nigeria ungovernable if I lose? Did he not unleash Boko Haram? Did Buhari not say an attack on Boko Haram is an attack against the North? He never said the whole of Nigeria. It's on the North. The same words used by Sadwana of Sokoto. Everything is about the North. Look at where you are today. It's the same man you're planning to vote for in Owerri. Do you see how foolish people are? Don't go out to vote. Jonathan is incompetent. Buhari is a terrorist. None of them deserve your vote. If you don't go out to vote, we get Biafra in 12 months, I promise you. Onwa Irinabo in 12 months from this Saturday. Atobunu Biafra na table. You'll be free. Do not vote for a man who is a liar and an incompetent bumbling buffoon. Jonathan is incompetent. Jonathan is a buffoon. He lied to you about Second Niger Bridge, but he built a bridge in Kano. Where there is no water, he built a bridge. But the River Niger is here. There is no bridge over it. Apart from the rickety old one, they keep painting every 2 days. Don't you understand that he lied to you? It's Enugu an international airport. The answer is no. If you take off with Ethiopia Airlines from Enugu, you land in Kano, making it a local flight. For your information, before you proceed to Addis Ababa. What has Jonathan done for you? Shehu Shagari built express road from Enugu to Port Harcourt. Jonathan could not maintain it. Ordinary to retire it, he cannot. He couldn't do it. Every year they patch 100 meters. The other year they patch 100 meters. I was a Fulani man. Shehu Shagari did more for Biafran people than Jonathan. Who is a Biafran? Jonathan, can you point to one decent infrastructural project you mounted in Biafra land? Why should Biafrans vote for Jonathan? Why should Biafrans vote for Jonathan, I ask you? Why? Can you tell me why? Why, I ask you? Amazing stuff. Very, very amazing stuff. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Our lines will soon open. Don't vote for Buhari. Don't vote for Jonathan. Sit at home and Biafra will come. Do not go out to vote. We are telling you, if you go out to vote, you will die anyway. It's only a few days away. Then you know if we are serious or not. If you go out to vote, they will kill you. Not also, they will kill you. Go out and vote now. And you will die there. 1,000 children die daily from drinking unsafe water. We are transforming Nigeria, according to Jonathan. Transformational agenda. Does that agenda... Jonathan, are you transforming drinking water? Have you transformed drinking water from being cholera-strewn to something decent to consume? Jonathan, have you transformed ordinary water? Can you transform it?
transforming universities, transforming the economy, transforming the Korinjonya Feba Nyara. Talk rubbish. Transformational agenda, my foot. You can't even transform yourself. Transforming. Go to Bayelsa and see. He built a university. After a while, they'll name it after name the school after him. That's all he's looking for. Is there any infrastructural project in River State? No. Ndiara. Enugu Port Harcourt Express Road. How about Enugu Port Harcourt? Did you do anything? The answer is no. It's one day you pour one trip of sand and get Arabs to be running all over the place without doing any work. A man without shame. Shagari built it. Enugu, I give people credit when credit is due. Shagari, Onye Fulani built Enugu Port Harcourt. My goodness me. Jonathan is imbecilic. As the zoo joins other countries to celebrate what they're always joining to celebrate, they are celebrating the World Water Day, but there is no water in the zoo. They drink water from waterproof bag drawn from borehole. Oh God. The zoo, baboons and monkeys everywhere, baboons everywhere, monkey everywhere, cannot resume properly. Do you know we can supply water from River Niger to everybody? They don't know that, do they? Do you know we are scientists as well? Biafra land can be supplied with water from River Niger. Everybody will have abundant water everywhere. We will build reservoirs. Oh my goodness. So you never knew this? Oh my God. They don't know what Biafra will look like. The kingdom of heaven on earth. We will... For 75 years, we will not sleep. Long after we are gone, even those, our children, they will continue to work hard every blessed day. We will build Biafra land 24 hours a day. Every blessed day for 75 years. Then Chukwu Abiama can come down and see what we have done. I said drinking water will come from Niger River. It will come from Imo River. Obambala. Everywhere we have a body, we begin to channel water. We'll take the water to a water treatment plant. After that, we pump it to your homes and your offices. No more buckets, no more jerrycan in Biafra land. The plan is there. We know what you're doing. Everywhere. If we don't have water in Niger Delta, we will go and take away salt from seawater. It's called desalination. We take away salt from seawater, we turn it into fresh water, and we can drink it. Do you think we are going to behave like black people in Africa? You are mad. Do you think Biafra land is going to be like any other black African country? You see, maybe you know. We are educated people. We want to prove that we are learned. Not just by saying it and certificate and degree. We want to prove how learned we are. There is no white engineer working for Radio Biafra. Do you know that? There is no white man working for Radio Biafra. Everything that you can see, everything you can hear, all the accomplishments of Radio Biafra, we are done by Biafrans alone. That tells you all you need to know. We will destroy this place. This place, we will destroy it. Unless they come to their senses. I have said to the politicians, you have made money. Take that money and go. Go and enjoy your money abroad with your wives and your kids. Go abroad and leave Biafra alone. I have said to Wazirike, take the money you have made and your hotels. Take your family, go and enjoy your life outside Biafra land. If you remain here, you will die here. I'm telling you the truth. You will die. There is nothing I say that doesn't come to pass. All these criminal Igbo politicians, if you tamper with Biafra, you will die. Don't say we never told you. When the time comes, you play them this very clip. Tell them we said it on Radio Biafra. If you tamper with Biafra, you will die off. We are prepared to die for our country. Are you prepared to die as well for your country? Or for your loot? We are not asking for anything. I want to go to a place and I will be able to get clean drinking water. I want to go to a place there will be no mad people on the road, nobody begging for food, everybody is comfortable. I want to be able to drive from Orifite to Sialangwa by 2 a.m. in the morning without anybody molesting me on the road. I want to be able to live in Enugu, go to work in Onitsha, take fast train and return to Enugu to my home. Do you understand what we are saying? We want to be left alone to build a civilization worthy of the children of heaven. Do you understand what we are doing? We are not going to own any foreign bank account. You understand that? We are not interested in looting, in having the only fine house in the village. We have come that everybody will be comfortable. Everybody. We are going to work hard for it. But in the end, everybody will be comfortable. We will work so hard. We will work hard to build Biafra land to be beautiful. For everybody, nobody will be left behind. If you graduate from university in Biafra land, the state will give you a one-bedroom flat in a condominium, in a high-rise building. There will be no homelessness in Biafra land. Do you know why there will be none? Because all the things you need to build a house, we have it already. Limestone in Nkalago, white marble at Ebonyi, black marble, Ebonyi. We have stones at Lokpanta. Is that correct? We have sand everywhere. We have stones everywhere. Then why are people still homeless sleeping on the street? Why is it that civil engineers don't go to work to build houses for people to live in? Why? All the raw materials are there. Why can't you build a decent house for people to occupy? Because we are greedy. Because we are thieves. Because we lie to ourselves. You deceive yourselves. And because for some of you, the devil dwells inside you. That is why. But we must continue our work. They are celebrating Water Day and the zoo, Nigeria is there. And I'm asking them, Jonathan, the water you're drinking at Aso Rock, is it not borehole? A whole president. Borehole. Oh, God. Is the water in Abuja, there's something called men's supply. Do you know the meaning of that? There, you know, my PWD used to work. Ask anybody. PWD. I was at Library Avenue Primary School. We go over into library, opposite government house now in Omuahia. We go there to drink water. You turn on the tap, it's running. Tap, meaning it's in a tap. The water is being pumped by PWD, Public Works Department, we call them. The PWD is water board. Water was coming from the tap. In even the president of a country is on borehole and generator. People don't ask. When Jonathan goes to this useless debate, ask him, Mr. President, where do you get your light from? Is it from Marapco generator? Or from Honda generator? Or from Yamaha? A whole president of a country is running the country on generator. Life support, more or less. Now you understand what we mean by Radio Biafra, don't you? Formidable. We told you that before, didn't we? World Water Day, my foot. They have warned the Zoological Republic government against arresting APC members. They shouldn't arrest anybody. If you defeat APC based on the strength of your argument, not by arresting them, that is stupidity. It's not democracy. Of course, you're black people. What do you know? Black, NDCOG. Satanic. Ekwensu. Most of you are evil. The embodiment of Lucifer. 7 days to the commencement of the 2015 polls, there is palpable fear in the opposition camp that the federal government of the zoo plans to clamp down on its leaders by detaining them using the EFCC. Mad people. What do you expect? You are in a zoological republic where they do not reason very well. This is the question I want to ask INEC. This is the question I wanted to ask everybody who is concerned with electioneering in the zoo, please. 70% of Bichika refugees that have returned will be disenfranchised, says the minister. Jonathan, how can you have elections when sections of the country cannot vote? He's here now, according to your minister. You know, when I tell you about what we do on Radio Biafra, some of you don't understand, do you? You don't understand, do you? A minister have said that 70 of those returning to Michika will not be able to vote.
then why should you vote? You know, that's the thing about black people. Odrege Nama, if it is well with you, everybody else can go to hell. All of you behave like your politicians. No wonder all of you are suffering. You have the same mentality as a zoo politician. None of you can reason properly. So, because you are going to vote in your own place for your man, there are those who are not able to vote. Why don't you say, we are not going to vote until everybody votes? Because you're evil. You are like your political masters. Why will those in Michigan not be able to vote when you're the ones voting? That is why this election is shambolic and should be cancelled. This election should be postponed. This very election, people should stay at home. Don't come out. If you come out, you will die. You don't vote and Biafra comes. You go and vote, you're asking for war. If you go out to vote, you are asking for war. If you sit at home and you don't vote, Biafra will come. The world will give. They will just acquiesce and Biafra will come. You go out to vote, you're legitimizing something that is illegitimate. The Zoological Republic. And through it, there will be war. There will be destruction. There will be mayhem. We are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open. You are at liberty. You are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. However you wish to come to us, we welcome you. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. And once again, please, I must caution, I must warn you, if you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to turn your systems down. Please turn your system down when you call Radio Biafra. Very, very important you do so, please. Turn your systems down. We are live and we are direct and all our lines are open, including our universal line, network permitting, of course. Network permitting, that is. This is Radio Biafra. And I wish this very morning that the very eminent barrister will be able to join us. I want the barrister to please come and join this very program. If he can get through, if barrister can get through, please, we welcome him anytime, any day. Anytime, any day. And I, true to form, barrister is here. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, you may proceed. Oh, he has gone as well. This line has disappointed us. The barrister is not with us anymore. His line has cut. My goodness me. We continue.
Hello. Good.
Hello, yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Wamba from Enugu. I'm calling from Enugu.
And what is your name again?
Okechukwu Wamba. You there?
Yes. Okechukwu, go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. I'm in Enugu.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, I think I've been listening to this radio after I've been very, very amazed with them. I've not been listening to any other station again, and I'm impressed. I'm so much impressed. And I said, I want to know where our people here in Enugu used to stay, having their family meetings. I want to show it fully.
Yes, I'm going to give you a telephone number to call. If you call number, you will know where the family meeting holds at Enugu. People must also understand why we call it a family meeting, because we are one. From one father and from two mothers, actually, and one father. We are all one. The number is 090-907-765-89. I repeat, 090-907-765-89. Call that number. We'll tell you where we meet. Where the family gathers at Enugu. So they can participate.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. May God keep you and bless you, sir.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. Our people are responding. Of course, they have to. Biafra belongs to them. It's not anyone's property. Biafra belongs to everybody. So they are at liberty to engage with us. They are at liberty to participate in what we are doing. We are live and we are direct, and Chukwu Abiama is our God. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not paying attention either. If you call Radio Biafra, you must turn your system down. If you fail to do so, I will not be in a position to pick your call unless you turn your system down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear? Is it Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra. Yes, your name and where you are.
Okay, thank you. Okay, my name is Ozama Peter. I'm coming from Owerri.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Okay, what I want to say is about our people, Biafra. I've been trying to call this land, but I don't know why. People who are trying to vote Jonathan, they are mistaken. Because Jonathan said that Peter Obi should talk to PDP so that they will give Peter Obi president of Igbo, so that Peter Obi will give us a president. I don't know why people in Igbo are so foolish. I don't know if I'm on air now.
You are live on the air. Don't ask that question.
Please, director, what I'm saying that if Ojus Okalo and all these betrayers will not join us, we are going to kill all of them. Ojus Okalo, Peter Obi, and Achiku, them, all these people.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't know if you're hearing me.
For the last time, I said yes. Don't ask that question again. Don't ask that question again. Just go and say what you're saying.
Okay, let me just be saying what I'm saying. I'll be hearing this radio Biafra and his life. Please, everybody where you are, try to support this radio Biafra, please. And I'm warning everybody for certain, don't support Jonathan, because Kanifaya, they say that PDP will not defeat Buhari in court. And why should this so? Because all of them are supporting Buhari. So please, if you are deaf, don't vote for anybody. And if care is not taken, if you are brother in the police station or in army barrack or anywhere, tell them to retreat, because very soon we are going to strike. And when we strike, we are not afraid of war. So please, if you are deaf, please try to support deaf. Don't support any other person, please. This is what I want. And for those people in Omuma or in anywhere supporting people like any people that are senator or in anywhere, don't support them. But all of them are criminals. All the whole PDP senators are criminals. They are criminals.
I support you completely. You heard what he said. If you have anybody in the police or the army, ask them to withdraw from the barracks where they are. Because we will strike eventually. We will. It's only a question of time. Ask them to leave. How never they will die off. They will die. They will perish. You must understand this. We have come to die here. You must understand this. We want to show you the type of Biafra we are bringing into place. We will sacrifice everything sacrificable. We will fight this war for 1,000 years if need be. Biafra must come. Biafra will come. It doesn't matter what Igbo people do. It doesn't matter what you do. Biafra will come. Or everybody will die here. I assure you of that. God is my witness. You are following PDP and APC. Chireke Boku no Kondiara. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. I wonder if that caller can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the universal line, can you hear me? They're not saying anything. They are not saying anything. Maybe it is the fault of the line, because here we are having slight difficulties. I must say, slight difficulties with our... Let us try this line again, please. Not at all. Not at all. Please turn your system down. I will not take your call. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Raise your voice. Your voice is too low.
My name is Chukwu Emeka Solomon. I'm calling from Abba.
Chukwu Emeka Solomon, your voice is so low.
I want to thank God for bringing you back to Biafra.
Thank you.
And then Chukwu Adia, my praise. Jesus' name.
You say?
Director, I want to use this opportunity to call our people in Biafra land who are intending to vote. Because I have taken time to look around, seeing that all the military men patrolling around the upper and the eastern valley are Hausa, Boko Haram, Fulani soldiers. So it is obvious that whoever that tries to come out is that. But I want to emphasize that again, that I've even make some inquiries, or I've been checking some local government, but see that the volume of PVC used in this local government, in fact,
Yeah, right.
Oyi is where Chuba Okadibo comes from. Please, go ahead, repeat what you said from the beginning, your name, please, and where you come from.
Please, Mr. Director, I want you to repeat that number that you called before. Please, I'm interested.
Stay where you are and I will repeat the number. Stay where you are and I'll repeat it. The number is 090 907 76589. I repeat, this is the number for everybody to call if you want to know where the nearest family meeting is. 090 907 76589. That is the number to call.
Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwu Abiama's name be praised now and forever, because only him is worthy of praise and worthy of worship. If you follow anything else, as simple as that. I don't worship idol. And I follow the God of my ancestors, not gods. Only one, Chukwu Abiama. Creation itself. The caller on the line, can you hear me on Viber, I presume?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, your name and where you're calling from. Why is your voice low? Your voice is too low. I don't know.
Your days be long.
And yours as well. Why is your voice low? Your voice is low. Chiwendo. Chiwendo, your voice is very, very low. Please try and call us back. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me, this network is giving us serious grief. You see, that's the problem. We need that equipment from America, please. We need it as soon as possible. The Directorate of State, we need the satellite immediately, or else these things we hear will fall apart. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I want to help you.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. What is your name?
Hello.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, my name is Sunkembri Wigwe from Imo State, Obo.
From Obo, thank you very much. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm living in Angola. What I wanted to say is about Owerri, attending governor of Imo State, Lawyer Sokota.
Yes.
I want this opportunity to tell the issue of Owerri to not allow that man. If there's any means they will kill that man, let them kill that man off. Because he is the destroyer of that Imo State. Imo State has been, I don't know. We wanted to turn Imo State to be a Muslim country, you know. So my statement, I want all youths of Imo State to take note from this moment I was talking. That man is a destroyer. That man is not a citizen of Igbo land. Mr. Director, so my annoyance about that man, I want that man.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't want such a person to exist in Igbo land. It's a hypocrite. Someone that is born in North, live in North, come to Igbo land and mention that he's a citizen of Nigeria. He said that he's giving scholarship to this and that. Remember, he's a father to Hausas. A father to Hausas sent to Igbo land. So the person should be killed. This is that.
And I agree with you. I agree with you completely. I want them to dare us, actually. I want them to say, go and arrest them. And then they will see what we can do. I am telling you, the police person who comes to arrest any IPOB member, if you don't die within 48 hours, you know we are bastards. I'm telling you the truth. Come and try. Within 48 hours, you know we are bastards. We are fighting for our country. We are fighting to be free. We did not know who Nigeria was until the white man came. We want to go back to the way we were before. We want nothing to do with Nigeria. Jesus Rubia, if you touch any IPOB member in war, 48 hours. If you like, go and try. Then you know if we are serious or not. Ganwale, then we'll tell you how serious we are. Mad people, you think we are begging anybody? We have come here to joke. You think do I look like I was looking to you? You are about to see something you've never seen before. You will be alive. You see your death coming to you. You do nothing about it. Mad people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, and I'm even there. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Your name and where you are.
My name is Maswell Chuwendo, sir. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you. Go ahead.
May your days be long, sir.
And yours as well, please.
Director, I wish if I can meet you face to face, would you be able to allow me to take off my clothes and clean your shoes, sir? You are worthy.
Somebody has done that before in Italy and I was embarrassed. No, you wouldn't do that. Please go ahead. Only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. You have taught me a lot. You have taught me a lot. I can't thank you enough. But I give glory to Chukwu Abiamah for bringing you in the first place.
Only Chukwu Abiamah.
Your days belong, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Your days belong.
And yours as well.
I'm just commenting on Goodluck that said he will transform the university in the next 4 years. And I'm asking Goodluck, is it not the same university that he went to that turned his brain upside down? which transformation he want to do? I thought he would have talked to transform himself first. He said he want to transform which university? The university that is made glorified primary school. Do we have even any university there? Who are the lecturers? Or did you want to invite I don't know. In fact, that man is a comedian. It's a comedian because he makes us laugh.
He does.
And secondly, for he's a comedian. He always makes us laugh all the time. And secondly, for Gowon that wanted to come and give his stupid and useless what I don't know that he said is a speech or nonsense. I want to ask him when the dean was alive, did dean ever stop him from coming to Biafra land? So why is it now that did dean stop him from coming when dean was alive, when Ojukwu was alive? So why is it now that he chooses to come and give his useless and don't know what he said is a lecture or what? And the useless vice chancellor and all those idiots that were invited him to come and do what? Is it now that the Mego Duku is there that he wanted to come to laugh at his grave or to laugh at his own body? In fact, let him come because we all are waiting for him. In short, he owes us big time by heaven.
Of course.
And you will fly, you will go, and nothing shall harm you. Thank you very much. We are with you.
Of course.
The IPOB in Malaysia, we are strong.
I love Malaysia. Everybody knows that. My first love is Malaysia. Thank you very much. I love Malaysia immensely. Malaysia kicked off the purchase of the transmitter. Malaysia gave us $10,000 for the transmitter. I will never ever forget that. And today, their transmitter is on this very land. The Malaysian family, they will remain part of us. The way I feel about them will remain so because they were kind to us. And in the past, they have shown love and affection towards this very project and myself, and I will not abandon them. Obilo Anthony has done marvelously well. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you are?
Soldier to fight against this corruption.
Please. Listen. Okoye, listen very carefully. We are not looking for soldiers. We only recruit those who have come to die for Biafra. We don't need ordinary soldiers. We are only recruiting those who are prepared to die for their country. That's the ones we are recruiting. So if you're not prepared to die for Biafra, we cannot take you. Do
please,
you understand?
I'm ready. Please, I'm ready, please, sir.
Okay. I'm going to hold on a second. Let me take down your number. Hold on a second, and I will take your number down. And somebody will contact you. Somebody will
contact
you. That's the best thing to do. So I will take your number down, and somebody will contact you. Okay?
Okay, sir.
So, your name is Okoye from Enugu, yes?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Somebody will call you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you very much. Only if you're prepared to die for your country will you come to us. We don't want to recruit people who are just soldiers. Only people who have come to sacrifice their lives for those that died. Those who have come to redeem us. We need redeemers, not just soldiers. If you're prepared to die for your country, then you come to us. Because anybody who arrests an IPOB member will send you to go and kill the person. It doesn't matter if you're going to come back alive or not. It's irrelevant. So you understand what you're coming into. Arrest us and we kill you. That's all. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yeah, brother, I can hear you now. Good day, sir.
Good morning to you from Biafra land.
My name is Iyuku Mere. I'm calling from Aba.
Iyuku Mere, what is your surname, your father's name?
Enyoha.
Enyoha, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. Enyoha, I can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please, there are some people that travel to Port Harcourt. Their friends travel to Port Harcourt to go and worship Muhammad. Is it good?
No, it is not good.
Good. So what are we to do?
What we need to do is to make sure that those people will not come back and be answering Ifani Chukwu or Okechukwu in our midst anymore.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We don't need our WhatsApp people within us. That's what the Okorocha sent them to Port Harcourt. Have you heard it? Our people are leaving our land to go to Igwocha, another place occupied by an agent of Islamic Hausa Fulani in Chibika Amechi, to go and convert. Because they know in Owerri we are saturated in Owerri. If they come, we'll see them. Owerri is now a place you do, it's like Mecca. If you want to go and perform pilgrimage, you go to Douglas Road in Owerri and you become an Alhaji. Very sad indeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. The line is gone. We are live and we are direct. If you hear any cut in our transmission, it's not our fault. It's because the system here cannot be trusted. The communication infrastructure is non-existent. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. My director, I can hear you very well.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, my name is Obuna Romanus. I called you last Friday, my director.
Thank you very much. You are very lucky to get through twice. Go ahead, please.
Very much. Because what is happening in this Zoological Republic, I'm calling right now in the heart of darkness of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. This is which relates us.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I called you last week. I was saying that I will congratulate you for what God Chukwuebiam has been using you to do for us. Number one, I want to thank God for your behalf. I want to thank God on your behalf of your parents who made this possible. I want to thank God on behalf of your wife, those who have been behind you, Imam Mezu, and all of them, and those from Niger Delta everywhere. That's all about Biafra. I want something I said on site that I said that I wouldn't want to say on the air is that I'm tired of this Zoroastrian Republic. And I still planned that I'm going out and I'm traveling to UAE. I even plan is on ground. But when I heard about this Radio Biafra, I said, what? How can I join? I'm only 24 years old. How can I join this work front? If I can have assurance, if I can have chance to come and join the army of this Biafra, so that even if I die, for others to be saved, I would prefer it than for me to be going and hovering over all over the world, all over the country, to look for money for food, to feed others. Because my father died in 2011. It was for 2 years. And I'm the firstborn. And you know what firstborn means in our land. You have to come out and fight for the family. So what I'm saying now is, if I have the chance to join this army, I'm ready to die, so that others will be saved. Even though I die, another will have a good country, a good people, where somebody can be moving freely. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm very, very ready. And this man that is coming to our land should be forbidden. If I can do anything to arrive in our land this now, for us to stand and make sure that this man did not come into our land, what is Gowon? Gowon is no one. It's nobody. This man conquered the freely. Sometimes I'll be thinking, what are we doing in this country? This country is rubbish. What is doing in this country? No water. No light. Imagine, it's Friday that I called you last. We have never had light in our area. I only had one bar before yesterday. I was calling you. So that one bar finished. I had to switch off my phone and go and sleep because I've not been hearing people the other day Saturday. I was really angry. So my director, I want to thank you for all you have been doing for us. I want to thank you very much. And I know that God is with us. I know that God will give us this. You are clamoring for what you are clamoring. I want to prove something. The song which you need to play, I think it was sung by Biafra Army. The song said that our land is holy. I want to prove something. I'm from Enugu State, Enugu Ezike to be precise, and I'm from Umosi clan. In our clan,
I want to prove that that land is holy. That land called the other land is holy. In our clan, if somebody, if a lady got married and the lady went out of his marital home to sleep with another man outside, that lady would get mad instantly if she did not confess. And if a man married a wife and you know that your wife is cheating on you and you did not caution her, that man will run mad and die. Anybody should have put me. I'm from Enugu State in the Suka region. Go and ask anybody. I'm from Umu. God will move you forward. And I know that God will be with us. And I already promised myself that it is better for me to die if it is possible for me to be crucified today. For God to be free. I'm ready to do it. I'm very, very much ready. I don't know what to do. I said that I'll go straight to the air. I'm planning to go to the residential visa is now on the way. But I say, what? If I have a chance to join this army, I will drop this UAE.
I will tell you what you're going to do. If you want to join this army, as you have said, you have to come down here. We people don't join the army. We find them. You must be prepared to die for Biafra. That is the only requirement. Because here, we are not joking. We are not playing. We are very, very serious, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Your story is a gut-wrenching one. We have people on both lines. Somebody has called us from the United Kingdom, I presume, on Viber. Let us see if they're there. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Once again, the caller on Viber, can you hear me? Good morning. Go ahead.
Hello, good morning, sir, director.
Good morning.
So, Kishuku Obi from Manchester calling.
Thank you. Go ahead.
May God bless you. Chukwu Obi, I'm be with you.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't contain my joy yesterday, the tears of joy yesterday, regarding all the announcement, the informations, and the previous day about our
transmitter,
our satellite.
A transmitter, you mean?
So, transmitter rather. I thank God for you. God has proven the gossipers that they are liars and they are in the wrong place, because this transmitter caused a lot of problem here in Manchester. Some people were jabbling. I said, you say somebody is your boss and the person tell you to wait. You don't want to wait. You are saying something else. Has anybody ever done, contribute only defense fund? A lot of people haven't even contributed anything. Monthly due, you haven't paid. Director left his business, his job that is well paid, a manager of a company, left his family, putting his life in danger. What have you done? Who has ever done what director is doing in Biafra, for Biafra, in Biafra? And you are here now talking as if he is making business or playing games with what we are doing. Today, God has proven them to be wrong. And I will begin to call them one after the other. So I just want to thank God for that. And the usual place of gathering, Manchester Central Fire Station, is in the community room in Thompson Street. The postcode is M45FP. If you are missing your way, you can contact our coordinator on 07931939358, or you contact our PRO on 0744-616-1196. I am advising the people of Manchester, the Biafrans living around the metropolitan Manchester, Greater Manchester, that this is the time for you to come out. You have now seen that there is no games in this. There is no gimmicks. This is a serious issue. And very soon, you will still be on the sideline until things begin to happen. But that won't be this. So come out now and join us on this Sunday. The time of the meeting is 5 p.m. till 8 p.m. Director, I don't know if you were given the number of Professor Okafor.
Yes, it was given to us, yes.
Okay. Then I want to tell our people that we should really be serious in what we are doing. Director have made the announcement yesterday regarding the satellite equipment that need to be purchased. Those of us who have not contributed theirs, they should try to do so, because this is very important, so that we can be able to be on air. And not tomorrow now you say, where is the Radio Biafra? They said that they will have it, but now it's not on air. The announcement has been made. People should be serious. Don't just keep your... What is... In UK here, we were asked to bring 20 pounds. What is 20 pounds? People go to shopping. People go to places and spend 50 pounds at a spot. Even if you are not going... You are not part of the family meeting now. You can call. You can find how to send your own money. If not in the UK here, send it to Biafra, like anywhere. But make sure you are part of this, so that our enemies won't laugh at us. Director, I saw in a dream where you were being celebrated as a servant who has performed greater than his masters. I mean, the Biafrans will celebrate you more than your predecessors, because of what God is using you to do now. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I saw that in the dream. And I also saw that the military was taking over Nigeria. So I'm giving this information so that you will know how to prepare, because a time shall come when the military will want to intervene into the government, because there will be chaos.
We welcome the military. We want them to come as well. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, man.
Yes.
He say, we welcome the military, because if they start to face this way, Boko Haram will overrun them from the rear. Do you understand that? And I'm not a military tactician, but it's a very simple arithmetic. If the army faces this way, Boko Haram and ISIS will overrun them. As simple as that. So the only choice they have, I have told them, Jonathan, every other criminal, Okorocha, including Owasmike, every thief, every rogue, the little money you have made, take it and go, because you will not eat it. If you remain here, you will not enjoy that money. Take the money you have and go. Take that money and go. We are looking for Biafra. We are not interested in contracts. We are not building hotels. If you want to enjoy your hotel you have built and your hostels you have built, please, please, please leave this very place. Go outside and enjoy it. If you remain here, you will die here. I'm telling you the truth. This is Radio Biafra. We are moving on and we are taking your calls this very morning. We are not looking for volunteer soldiers. We are looking for those that will come and die for their country. If you're prepared to die for your country, then you come here. Anything else is rubbish. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Your name and where you are?
Good morning. I'm Ebere Chukwu Nwanebe Nyanetu.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from Aba. I'm a native of Umudraho, Eziama, in Akazu.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for what you are doing. Finally, we have a voice. Biafra can be heard of all over the world. This is the Lord's doing, and we are really rejoicing for it. I want to say, please, sir, like you have said that it costs so much to make everyone in Biafra land to get this news. I will appeal to every Biafran, wherever he or she may be, to make sure they make contributions. Like someone suggested that even 1,000 naira from every Biafran in Biafra land can help to get this relay so that people in Cross River, people in River State, people in Bayelsa State, Delta State, Akwa Ibom State will hear this good news and be ready for what God wants to do for us in the restoration of Biafra. It will be very good and rewarding for us all, wherever we are, to make our contribution to make sure that this very good news is spread across Biafra land. Please, wherever you are, brothers and sisters, men and brethren of Biafra land, let us rise and support our brother, our master, our leader, Nnamdi, to see that we are liberated from this very zoo where we have been oppressed for so long. My father suffered during the Biafran War, fought in different fronts, returned broken, and since then, life never was the same. And I am really appealing to everyone, wherever we may be, to make sure we respond to this call. Please, your 1,000 naira, look for the nearest representative of Biafra. These are our coordinators. Pay in your money there. It will reach director. And this very good news will continue. Also, I want to call Owazurike to refrain from this hypocritical movement. You will regret it, Owazurike, if you are listening to me now. You will live to regret it. Your family will live to regret it. Stop jeopardizing this very move. Stop jeopardizing the life of Biafrans. I want to call my friend Uchen Namado, withdraw from Owazurike, withdraw from him. If you are hearing me, you and those men that are between two opinions, withdraw, withdraw before it is too late. Leave this man alone, called Owazurike. So, my director, thank you very much. God bless you.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. May Chukwu Abiama bless you immensely, my dear. And well spoken, very fluid and very erudite. Thank you very much for that. Let those of them that have ears be able to listen. I have been joined this very moment and this very time, I believe, by your former, one of us, Chukwu Abiama Goziegi, Chukwu, your former, you will be blessed now and forever. Because you are a good person. Chukwu Abiama Gbagume, ezinulo yinne, both those in the village, because you are a good human being. Chukwu Abiama, bless you. I can't bless you enough, but Chukwu Abiama can. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. I mean, good night from here, director, and good morning there in Biafra land. My name is Chukwu Deoforma, and I'm calling from Australia. Director, I give thanks to Chukwu Abiama for your life and for the work you have been doing for our people. I'm so glad, Director. And Chukwu Abiama will bless you, your generations to come, and they will never lack anything. That is the word of the Lord. That is the word of Chukwu Abiama. So long, we are carrying his message. Director, I can't imagine the joy that is in me. The devil, you know, director, I don't know where to start. You know, this issue of this transmitter, you know,
It's a typical example to ourselves, to our people, to actually understand what we are pursuing and what some of us are capable of doing, and those who come with lies to deceive. You know, devil can, you know, when we talk about devil, devil is not a, it's not a spirit. Devil is a human being. It's a nurse. It can use anybody to the devil, for devil to carry out his work. And that was what has been going on. They try, director, they fought very hard to make sure that this gospel is not being preached. They try very hard to make sure they put our people in bondage. But at the end, Chukwuebiamah said, my word must come to pass. I allow a devil to try to test my people who I send out to do the work, if they actually believe in me, or if they believe in what the people I created said. Which one is greater, my own word or what people think? And director, you choose the word of Chukwuebiamah, not what human being thinks. And it's one of the reasons I'm behind duty tomorrow, director. Anywhere you go, not behind, I'm by your side, even in front of you, not by the side or anything. Because I'm by the side or behind, if you look, you might not see the person. The Lord said that we are behind you. We are behind you. Just a little test. Everybody disappear. So start quoting Bible, quoting heaven and earth. This is a typical example that Biafra will come. Nobody is holding it except we. And the Chukwuebiamah has smoothed the path, director. Director, that zoo is covered with cloud. Very thick one. Very, very thick cloud, director.
I know.
If your people, although they are going to be used to sacrifice, to redeem us, those of Igbos in our Igbos maternants, their blood will be used to sacrifice, so for us to get Biafra, and so shall it be. Because they prefer the material things over Ndubisi, Ndukako. No, they said Ego Kando.
Ego
Kando.
Akonubakam.
Yeah, so and that's what they shall get. That is what they will get. And Biafra is coming. There is no two about it. And director, nobody will stop it. Continue what they are doing. Election, I'm asking and pleading to our people. Don't come out to vote. If you love your life, please, stay home. If the politicians already gave you the money and you have eaten the money, that's fine. Don't do anything. Stay behind. They can't do you anything. They bleed as you bleed. Please, don't come out and vote. Support what we are doing. We are talking about satellite to be able to broadcast. Director, do you know this morning, this current broadcast, I'm not enjoying it because it's breaking.
Yeah, that everyone is
breaking. And I said, how I wish that our people can actually understand it. How people hate them. How Yorubas and Hausa hate them. I don't know how they can be able to understand that they have to come out and rally and help themselves. White man is not going to do it for you. They don't love you. They want you to remain where you are. Yoruba doesn't even want you. Not even Hausa. And they don't want to support their own thing. All you do is say, use man to kill what good that wants to come to you. And my prayer to that is, you will never live to see it. Director, there is one something you mentioned yesterday, and I thought about it. Forgiveness is to let it go. Let it flow. But director, who I am to say no? Because you are the prophet, although you don't like answering names, big names, but you are the prophet. You can, just like John the Baptist came, to smooth the road, because Biafra You said Chukwu Abia my kingdom, and he is going to be the king.
He said, of course, Chukwu only Chukwu Abia my king. Chukwu Abia my brother. Nobody else.
Yeah, your job is to smooth, to return us to where we came from, who we are. And I thank God that your work, you have been doing it excellently, despite all the obstacles. Obstacle will come. They will come and test. But the victory is sure. But the temptation is not guaranteed. They will come. Even as we speak, they are trying. Because they know what we stand to gain. And they know that all of them are our slaves. They are our slaves. And because of our sin, you have preached that so many times. And I love it. And they started to sink into our people. And they started to turn around. Some, not everybody. People still think that, I could come like a jaya. But at the end, we shall see it. Back to what I was saying, Director. Yes, I accept what you said to forgive those who go against us for what we are doing. But, Director, there is something I want to dive deep into the mind of these people.
Yes.
I agree we should forget about those that they misled. Because they are the ones with a weak mind. They are the ones that think that there is no good people that is out to do the good things for others to benefit. They thought that this world is about acquire material things. They don't understand that this life is about, that our journey in this life is to help one another. Our job, actually, our people didn't understand that our job. We are special beings living in a physical being. And our duty is on this earth, we represent Chukwu Abiam. It's our duty is to create. That is why we are able to invent things. That is why we are able to give things. Our duty is to give and give and give. And help one another. And that is how prosperity prospers. That's how the Western world grow. They give aid, they support, they call for appeal, they call somebody died, they said the family is suffering. Before you know it, they donate, people you don't know contribute over $100,000 to help the family. Why can't they progress? In our own time, we hold tight. We become stingy. We even kill ourselves to retain a material thing that when you die, it belongs to another person. So back into our saying, the mind of those who did this, Director, their mind is full of darkness. Their mind is full of evil. I've tried and over again, tried to put myself in their shoe and think, what could push them to behave, do what they want to do? Director, I couldn't find an answer. My conclusion is, those people are the representative of the devil on this current earth. And their duty is to destroy. Their duty is not to make peace. Their duty is not to progress the mankind. Their duty is to destroy. Whatever the children of God has gathered, their duty is to destroy it. Just like a Yeshua, after the 40 days prayer, the first thing he met was a devil. Temptation. Try to sow. This is what these people represent. And Director, those that portray this, we should pursue them. They should, in fact, leave Biafra land and go. But those that are misled, we should forgive them and accept that. And I believe everybody accepted that. Because we can, you are the leader, you are the commander, we know. And you are doing a great job. And ask Chukwu Abiama to continue giving you strength. And Biafra is our destination. And Biafra is at hand. Biafra is not 2 years. Biafra is not years. Biafra is at hand. It determines how we put the effort we put in to make it come quicker, sooner. The more we continue delaying by ourselves, by not doing what you're supposed to do, by not contributing to acquire the right equipment, now, Director, we have the transmitter. Now, the next project is we need to build a mask so that the transmitter we do his job, because the transmitter was bought. to spread the word of Chukwuebia. And the transmitter is crying, said, I'm here to do my job. Put me into action. And we need to put it into action. So I ask everyone, if you haven't contributed before, please try to contribute. We have a satellite. We have a mask to build so that the rest of the world will know who we are and what we stand for. And the truth is overcoming the shadow. And as you can see, nothing, not even a single gunshot. The zoo is crumbling. Imagine when there is a gunshot, including the truth. What do you think will happen? The darkness will disappear. The light will appear again. We and these people doesn't have any connection. Chukwuebia never met us together to be together. Director, there is a story. You have been saying this, and I told you this the other day. I said to you, you are a prophet. You said to us, those that go and kneel down before the Yoruba pastor, you are bringing the curse. Director, do not confirm this.
He wasn't even listening to Radio Biafra.
He said to me, oh, if I go to church, the first thing I ask him, who is the pastor here? If he says it's a Yoruba, I go, I ask him, what? He said, don't you know that they are slaves to you, that you are bringing a curse upon yourself if you go and pray in their church and lead out before them? Don't you know that they're supposed to be serving you? That was his word. I was shocked.
My goodness.
Then I said to him, this is what the director of Radio Biafra says all the time on the air. I thought I was just making a joke.
No, Ofama, we don't joke with this. Everything we say on Radio Biafra is a gospel. Ozioma Chineke. Anybody, if you want to know what is happening, why your village is not developing, if you want to know where you have the likes of Theodore, anytime you kneel before a Yoruba pastor, you are condemning your generation. Anytime you kneel before somebody who is not a Biafran to offer sacrifice, to offer praise to heaven, that praise will not be received. You are a child of darkness. As I said before, that's why I love Israel. They never ever, you know, Chukwuebia is, of course, is God. He chose a particular type of people that they know once they start following you, they never go back. There is nothing that Europeans have not done to the Jews, to Israelites, to get them to change. To worship idol, they said no. You will kill us here. We remember the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. People read the Bible, they don't know the meaning of it. They threw them into the fire to say, you must renounce the God of Israel, the God of Abraham. And they said, no, we will not do it. There is only one God, and it's Chukwuebia. We bow not before any idol. When you kneel before a Yoruba man, you are bringing curse upon the children of the Most High God, Chukwuebia, because you are kneeling before darkness. If you go to Yoruba Pentecostal churches, you are bringing eternal damnation to our people because you are kneeling down before darkness. They don't understand it. They have been in darkness. They have been consumed by darkness. But lo and behold, through the mercy of heaven, Chukwuebia determined that we should come, that we may bring light where once there was darkness. That is the work of Radio Biafra. The light has come, and darkness cannot comprehend light. Darkness can never ever comprehend this very message. This is a message of redemption, a message of hope, a message of restoration, a message that will call down the kingdom of heaven to come down to this very earth, to fulfill the promise that was made to our ancestors by no other than Chukwuebia himself. That is why we have come, that his will may be done. Ofama, if you're with me, you may please proceed.
Yes, sir. So, Director, yeah, after this conversation, I was shocked. Oh. You just confirmed exactly what you are saying, that your message is from truly from Chukwuebia, that it goes to confirm that everything we said on Radio Biafra is a gospel.
and we will not deceive our people. And only the secret to our success is the truth. And you say, Director, I don't know how to describe the love I have for you, and based on the way you speak, the way you say things, the way they are, because you are not compromised.
We have a former, please stay where you are. I don't know. We have lost him. We have lost our former. Former, stay where you are because I need to conclude this very conversation with you. The caller on the other line, oh my goodness, it is frozen. We have lost our former. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Please proceed.
I can hear you, my lord.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Good morning, my director. Are we communicating?
You are live and the world is listening. Please go ahead.
Okay, your message has gone to...
Nobody is holding us. We are holding ourselves. Those with evil mind, you are not going to succeed.
Oforma is... Hold on, Oforma, please. Oforma, there was... Our artist was speaking before and we lost the line, so you are back now. I want to tell them that you are the one speaking. Please go ahead.
Okay.
Oforma, continue. Continue what you're saying.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I encourage everyone to support, no matter how little it is, no matter how big it is. We need to move. There is a lot of project at hand. We need to spread our FM, transistor radio. We need to power it. We need to give it the energy 24 hours. We can do it. We can do it. Igwebike. You don't need it for few people. See how little we have, but see how much we have delivered. We don't have money, but the project we have achieved, accomplished. Some countries haven't even done it. Zoo haven't even, Nigeria haven't even done it. See how big they are. See how big budget they are. But the little we do, whatever we touch, our people haven't even taken a moment to think, how is it possible for us to unite our people all over the world with one message? You are speaking from Biafra Land, Director. I'm here in Australia talking, and somebody is in nowhere hearing me. No, people before us never thought about this. All they thought is about going connive and make a deal with federal government, use Biafra Land to get contracts. But now we can. We're exposing them. Some people are fighting us. That we are castigating. How can Chukwuemeka bless you if you don't speak the truth? If you don't see the evil and castigate the evil, do you think that you progress? When you see evil, say it's evil. That person will do you nothing. When you see good, say this is good. And that's the only way we will succeed. And if you look around, see, this is exactly what America is doing. And that's why it's one of the reasons they are great country in this earth. Because every other thing they do to open investigation, whatever, is in public.
What you're saying, Oforma, is correct. People don't know why America is great. America is great because it has no secret. The only secret is the one that will guard the lives of everybody. But one person, no. If Obama commits a crime, they will investigate him in public. They will open one big hall. They will say people should come and they investigate him. They don't... that is why they are blessed anyway. That is why they are blessed. Look at all the secretive ones. Secret. Look at how poor they are and wretched. America is open and is the best in the world. If a plant doesn't open the leaves, the sun cannot shine on it for it to photosynthesize and be able to grow. That is something people should look at nature. If you want to grow in life, you must open your hands wide. And you can only open your hands wide if you have nothing to hide. And that is the only way you can grow. Even trees obey this very phenomenon. America is great today because everything is done in the open. And that is what I want us to do in Biafra Land. Everything will be in the open. There is no secret anywhere. Only the secret that will guard the army of Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yes. So that's it. And
And when you ask people, when you listen to people, the only crime Nnamdi, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu committed is by speaking the truth. And so look at these people. So you are the source of the demon. You are the source of the darkness. You don't want the light to shine. Director? Oh. Then we see.
Of course.
I'll encourage everyone, those that have left, those that they have deceived, now you have seen the truth, please come back and join the family. But those that instigate the whole thing, you know who you are, keep on running. Run for your dear life, because Biafra will not contain all of us. If we like, go and connive with Hausa Fulani. They are not going to defeat us. We have no match with them. We already reconciled. Director, this year we have to prepare for our atonement. We have to do atonement again.
Another atonement.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, we have to do atonement. The first one we did, by the time the work of the first one finished, our four generations will pass. Chukwuma said, nobody has ever remembered me, even people before you that fought the same thing, they never remembered me for one day. But we dedicated one day and remembered him, and he stood on that word. And that is why all hell broke. That is why all the informants, those that were working with us, said we are Biafra, 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 we are brothers, we are sisters. We open our arms and welcome everybody in. We don't know they are the agents of the darkness. But through that prayer, Chukwuma said, we said, Chukwuma, remove the shafts in our mix. And Chukwuma said, I will do what you have asked for. Because you are pure in your heart for what you have pursued. And I shall give it to you. I will remove. Don't shake. Don't move. You will feel like the whole thing is finished. It's not. I'm just doing what you have asked for. And that is what happened since October to this February. Those that are left by themselves, those officials that are dropped out, those officials that were gossiping, and the transmitter was kept by the side so that for Chukwuma to show us exactly the mind of those that we are dealing with, for us to understand who they are. And there is some people who we have forgiven. They are coming. There are a few of them, two of them. They are saboteurs, they are informants. They will come, but they will meet their death anywhere. So it's better you stay away. And let, if you sincere and repent, you can come and join. But if you come to be an informant, may Chukwuma have mercy on your souls, because before you do that, you will collapse and die. That's a promise, not from us, but from Chukwuma. Director, I have to stop here because to allow other people to continue. If I continue speaking today, I will take the whole day. But all I do know is Biafra is at hand. The cloud is dark, and Armageddon is here, and nobody will escape it. Those who have ear should leave the north. Those who have ear should leave the Yoruba land. Go back to your land. I will not cry, I will not shed tears. All I will be saying is, so long will Biafra is restored, those people are sacrificing land so that we can gain our freedom. Thank you, Director. May Chukwuma continue to guide and give you strength and give you power. And may Chukwuma touch every one of us to contribute for this struggle and understand that this struggle is for our future and for our generation to restore the pride we are. Our people have forgotten that we are the light of the nation. Biafra is sitting on top of the rock, and the rest of the nation are behind them. This is who you are. If you don't know, go and research. And Chukwuma says, the great man from the east. But today, the darkness has covered us. Now we are slaves to those that are supposed to be not even willing to be our great men. Our land, our blessed land, the fruit of the land has been taken away. People we don't know are enjoying it. And those that own the land are dying in desert, drowning in ocean, trying to cross to Europe where there is nothing. and those that are stayed in Zulu goes to the northern desert, and why the Hausa Fulani and the group, criminal groups, come down to our side and sit, relax in the beach, soaking our oil and sending it far away and enjoying the morning. While we're here saying that, oh, I'm looking for what me and my family will eat. What a shame. Have a second thought. Your land is your inheritance and it belongs to you. If you don't do anything, our South people will take it. And all of us here, we will not go back. We will not go back. And those will take over. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Thank you, Mazio Foma. One of us in every way. He was the one that funded the very first FM transmitter we had. He has given more than most countries can. And I also welcome Peter Ozo, our brother of the family in Ibadan. They want to support the family at Ibadan. Ibadan. They want to support this very effort. And they are asking for account number and it will be sent to them immediately to support in whatever way that they can, because Chukwu Abiama is God and not man. We have done nothing wrong. We even want to save Jonathan. We want to save everybody. Everybody from southeast, south, Lower Benue, from Lower Kogi, from Ebanke, we want to save you from ignominy. We want to save you from the death that is to come, to befall the damnable Zoological Republic. Therefore, you must support this very effort. The only fault we have is that we speak the truth. Ihe ọjọọ anyị mere bụ na anyị na-ekwu eziokwu ka ihere mekwe nsu. Ịma nke mmanị pụtakwuo. Because I will say the wrongs that you did. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Yes, Director, good morning. This is IK. Yes, I'm calling from Malaga, Spain.
IK from Malaga in Spain, you're welcome. The whole
Director,
world.
You're welcome to Biafra Land.
Thank you very much.
Spain. Yes, Director, I'm an caller and.
Go ahead, we are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead, we are listening. Go ahead.
So, Director, there's something I want to ask, and this is because of somebody like Owazurike being the time of when Ojukwu was fighting to make sure that we are free. And now, sometimes, every time, we are mentioning like Ifajuna of our time. Please, can you help us or help me? Like you are trying to make sure that we understand very, very well. What are the characters that Ife Ajuna, the behavior of Ife Ajuna, being his sabotage, what he did during the time Ojukwu was trying to liberate us? Because I can see, that's why, because on his generation, that Ife Ajuna family is closed. Now we are using it as an example, being the kind of life Owazurike is doing right now. Please, can you explain how the life Ife Ajuna did, and what makes, I think it's Serowua, that when he's declaring Ogoni Kingdom, Ojukwu went and said good morning to him. Can you please help and explain to us?
I will explain it, and thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for the questions. Ifajuna brought our WhatsApp people to show them the defenses we had in and around Enugu. Ifajuna was sent with banjo to march with the army of Biafra into Lagos to go and stop them from mobilizing against us. And on their retreat,
when they were coming back from Ore, because they sounded the retreat, they asked them to withdraw. On their retreat from Ore, the Zulu army was able to bomb their locations with precision. Somebody was giving them where our soldiers were, their exact location that the Zulu army was able to bomb them. That is not just the case. When they got back at Enugu, where our cenotaph sits at Enugu, destroyed by Wazirike, that is why he is Ifajuna. If I need it, do you know Wazirike? We built a monument to remember our dead people, our dead heroes, and our children that died. Do you know Wazirike called with Nigerian police? They destroyed it. Are you aware of that? The same spot where our cenotaph sits to remember those that died and were betrayed was at the exact spot that Ifajuna brought our Wasa people to come and look at how to target Enugu. The exact spot where our cenotaph sits. He brought in men to come and weaken our defenses that they can penetrate. Ifajuna is the military version of Okpa Biasika. Okpa Biasika was at the University of Ibadan then. These are hardened saboteurs. They hated us that much. They wanted us destroyed that Awosa can come in. Ifajuna brought Awosa in. Owazurike is worse than Ifajuna. It is a mistake to compare Owazurike to Ifajuna. Number one, I want everybody listening, including MASOP members, because they listen. Every MASOP member, I want you to do me one favor. If you go and you ask Owazurike this question, anything you want me to do, I'll do it. MASOP members, if you want to know that Owazurike is compromised, if you want to know that Owazurike is a freedom fighter, go and ask Owazurike this question, very simple, publicly, and get him to record it on video. He loves videos. Ask Owazurike, how much did you, in fact, did you or did you not receive money from Jonathan to help with the campaigning for PDP? That's all you need to ask. And you'll be shocked at the answer. Owazurike received nearly 80 million in cash from Jonathan. Ask him, am I lying? Did you or did you not receive money from Jonathan to campaign for PDP? Now, how can a freedom fighter, how can a freedom fighter be campaigning for a political party in the country that is killing his own people? Answer me. Can you answer that question? Now, Owazurike is worse than Ifajuna because Owazurike came, sent by the devil, to make all of you not to believe in Biafra anymore. And how is he doing that? Owazurike set up Biafra to enrich himself. Owazurike set up Biafra to start kidnapping people. Owazurike set up Biafra to run it as a criminal. Our lines are breaking. You must bear with us. Our lines are breaking. We need that equipment from America very, very urgently. As I was saying before, the limitations of the connectivity in the Zoological Republic cut me off. Owazurike is worse than Ifajuna. Ifajuna Kayama, at least Ifajuna brought only soldiers to Enugu to show them where our defenses are to attack. That's where Enugu fell within 3 months. Enugu fell within 3 months of the war. The fastest fall of any capital in the history of liberation struggle. Enugu fell within 3 months. In fact, Nsukka betrayed. They told Awosa where Nzogu was overnight. A book on Nzogu. Some of them have saboteur written in their DNA. Sabotage. Do you know that Owazurike is taking money from PDP to campaign for them? Do you know Owazurike campaigned for Hakim? He has been releasing videos of me. I'm about to release one of his. You will see a freedom fighter. Ask MASOP members. They said, yay, the freedom fighters won. They were. Do you know that Nigerian policemen came into the grounds of the so-called Freedom House at Okwe? With guns and their shoes and their boots on the ground. guarding of Hakim and the Wazirike, Nigerian police giving him escort. Do you know that Wazirike kidnaps people with the help of Nigerian police? Are you aware of that? Freedom fighter, conniving with the police. Do you know that one of Wazirike kidnapped me in 2009? That Wazirike has the telephone number of the SSS, State Security Services of Nigeria, their station chief in Omuahia. Do you know that? Do you know that the man told me, Onya Awosa showed me his phone, Wazirike was calling him on the phone. SSS. Ask Wazirike, am I lying? I was in Wazirike when I was, of course he had no choice, when I was released, because they told him they were coming to burn his house down and kill him. The idiot asked them to release me and I was released. I came to Omuahia and I was in my hotel recuperating. Do you know Wazirike told SSS where I was? Do you know that? Do you know a freedom fighter used his phone? I never called police for Wazirike for kidnapping me. Never, ever, ever. I never did. Because I'm a freedom fighter. Even if you're killing me, I can never go to Nigerian police. Because I hate Nigeria and everything about them. That is how the way I am. Consistency is called. Consistency. Why did Wazirike kidnap Benjamin Onwuka? The same thing. Benjamin Onwuka was talking about Biafra. That he wants Biafra. He kidnapped everybody. If you come to speak about Biafra in truth and honesty, why is Wazirike always doing? Of course, we want him to try now then. Let him. I'm here in Biafra land. And I'm praying. The same way I'm praying for Gowon to come. I want those that want to die from Wazirike's ring to come. 4 days, they will all be dead. 4 days only, they will see something beyond them. Ndiyoshi, local champions, Aware, village to village, Nezuzuzu. You land your container in Onitsha. Masop will say you have to pay them. In Onitsha, ordinary Onitsha here. They turn into businessmen. If you have land dispute, you go and call them. They're intimidating people. The same people you said you're coming to save, you are intimidating them. Stealing from people. Unuwundoshi. Masop is a criminal organization. Worse than mafiosi. The reason being that they want to convince people not to believe in Biafra anymore. So that anybody that comes, Unudeka Masop. That is worse than Ifajuna. He is worse than Ifajuna. Ndiyoshi. Kidnappers and thieves. Ask Masop members, are you not kidnappers? Don't you go about kidnapping people and asking for ransom? From freedom fighting to kidnapping. Is that not your job? Is your job not to intimidate people? What have you achieved in your Biafra? What have you achieved? If not to steal and to kidnap. What have you, I ask you. Oh, the UN is coming. Can't you see Biafra flag? You have no brain. Come and we'll die together. Ndiara. We will perish together. Here. And Awosa will come in and have fun. Wazirike is working for Nigeria. And I have the proof. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
My name is Madubuke.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abasa.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I want to thank Almighty God, Guadiama, who has bestowed a great anointing upon you and all the crews that are working with you. I have waited patiently to see this day come because even while I was in Aliwota, where I was born and brought up by my parents, I had a lot of things concerning myself. My inner spirit told me myself is not a platform established by the Almighty. But today I am happy that a greater and greater platform by the Chukwu Adama himself has come to stay. And I also want to tell every Jafran all over the world to march together in unity, in contribution to bring Biafra to state. And I also want to encourage all the armies of Biafra to know that the war we are going to fight is a war called the Holy War. Just like Joshua, we tell all the armies of Israel to steadfastly stand on the side of Jehovah without any worshipping of any other god. And Joshua will say, who is on the Lord's side? And he will respond and say, I and my family, we are on the Lord's side. I want to encourage everyone who wants to partake and participate in the Biafran army to resist from evil and idol worshipping. Only worship Chukwu Abiama, the Almighty God, and then bear and wear the armor of war in the spirit and in truth. Because Chukwu Abiama said, whosoever that will worship me in spirit and in truth. And when I look at what is happening in the Jerusalem place, call this nonsense Nigeria, how the Yorubas and the Hausa treated us, how I will be going in my house, I stay in Aba. I will go in my house down the Omochichi Road or Olumbogo. I will see the Nigerian army collecting money from the JK driver, collecting 100 naira. And that stopped back to my mind to what John the Baptist told them when they came to him and said, you are talking about the kingdom of God that has come to stay on earth. What shall we do to be partakers of this kingdom? So the Baptist responded to them and said, resist yourself and go away from taking bribes. Stop taking bribes. Let your wages be enough for you. I also read a place in the scripture which the Supreme himself has given to Moses that bribe is corruption and whosoever that partake in bribe is defiled as an army. The army of Nigeria is defiled. And because they are defiled, we are going to chop them like crackers. I want to encourage every army of Biafra to get ready because these people are committed, their bribery and corruption has made them irrelevant in the sight of God. Darkness has overtaken them. We are the sons of light. The Bible said when light emerges, darkness cannot comprehend it. We are going to chew the Hausa and the Yoruba out of this land. We are going to make them cry. We are going to make them grumble. We are going to make them die in pain and in agony. I want to encourage every soldier of Biafra all over the world who are hearing my voice to stand for that great day. I myself, I am preparing my mind. I have talked to my wife. I have a son, and I've also spoken to my son. He's still young. So he is not hearing what I'm saying, but I know he's hearing in his spirit. I told him, I said, we are preparing to take a war. And when I go, don't mind, the God of Jehovah Nissi, the God of our father, Chukwu Abiama, will always look after you and your mom. I've made up my mind because I know the battle that is sitting before us is a battle that we must take for our land to be restored. I want to encourage you, my director. I want to encourage Imam Bezu. I want to encourage Barista. I want to encourage the man that called from us lady. I want to encourage all of them in Amsterdam. All of them in Spain, all of them in Thailand. I want to encourage all of them in Germany. I want to encourage all of them in Switzerland. I want to encourage all of them in UK. I want to encourage everyone in Biafra land. I want to encourage the people in Owerri, in Enugu. We are going to march for that decade. We are going to bomb all stations of the local zoo of Biafra, of Nigeria. We are going to bomb all their headquarters. We are going to destroy them. I am calling all the Biafrans in North to come back. I am calling all the Biafrans in Lagos to come back. Anywhere you are that is not the Biafra land, come back. We have a place for you. Hunger will not kill Biafra land if we are able to be sustained all these days by the Lord God, Jehovah Nissi, Chukwu Abiama. All these days that hunger has not killed us. I want to tell you, if you sojourn with us in this land, hunger will not kill you. Come back from the North. If your brother is in the North, call him to come back. If your brother is in the West, call him to come back. Wherever they are, let him come back. We are going to take up this army of Nigeria. They are defied. Bribery and corruption has defied them. I imagine an army man standing on the road taking 50 naira along the Olumogo Road. Whenever I go my house in the night, I get angry.
I look at them with their AK-47. I wish I have missiles. I will finish them within a twinkle of an eye. But I want to tell you, believe their friend that is listening to my voice. We are calling you to come. Let's march together in this great holy war. And Jehovah Tukwabiyama will give us victory. We are not idol worshippers. We are the true sons of God, who God has created in his image. We are the people of the East, who God has baptized with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Imagine with the little money God has given to our director and the crews, they were able to do this great thing. Imagine how Nigerians have been spending billions and billions and trillions of naira. They could not even achieve a thing like this. Imagine when we come together in unity and push out this army that are defied, this army that are molesting our daughters and our sisters and our parents, until we stood against them, to stand against them and finish them out on the surface of the earth. We will not have the effort. Let's come together and fight this war. I want to thank God for you. I want to encourage you.
Thank you.
I want to tell you that God, Jehovah Nissi, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we continue to anoint you. We continue to bless you. We continue to make you relevant in this age and age to come. And your name will be written in the book of life. And all the crew members who are working with you, and all the true dear friends, because I know not every one of them are true dear friends. Ezekiel, I have respect for him, but it's not a true dear friend. I want to tell you now that Ezekiel failed us. I also know that so many people, just like you are talking about Israel, they are not the true dear friends. We know some of them that we are born in the north, who has the northern blood. When you talk about Biafra, it seems to them as if Biafra is a sacrilege. They are not the true Biafra. I met a man in the market. I was talking, I was doing evangelism about Biafra. He told me, don't know what you're talking about. You have not seen war. I told him, you did not go to war. You look old, but you did not go to war. Because my father went to the war, and my father still speaks war. Because even when he was old, before he died, he still speaks war. You did not go to the war. You are the people that ran away and dodged in your mother's blanket. My mother, my father told me that some of his men ran away. Your mother hid them. You are the type that your mother hid them. He said, even if I said that, you would tell me it's a bad market. I said, you are a bad market, but I'm a good market. I will tell you before. He said, if I make noise, you will call people that will take me away. I said, before they will take me away, blind your eyes. You will not even see the way it will take me. Because you, the moment you put your phone to make a call, I must make sure you fall down here blinded. But I'm not after the man because he's a fool. The man that was telling my dad to me, he was calling him doctor. Doctor, I can imagine you. A doctor that cannot even stand to defend the cause. You say you're a doctor. You're a fool. You are an idiot. You know, I say you are insulting an elderly man. I say this is a stupid elderly man. We have such dear friends who are not true dear friends, who their mother and their father have been mixed up with the northerners. We are not scared of them because we know the position we put these idiots that call themselves Nigerian Army is the position we are going to put to them. But God Almighty will give us victory. God Almighty will give us victory. All the way victory. You all hearing my voice, all the Biafrans, march in oneness, march in unity, support one another, and support the commission, the great work that is on the ground. Your little 1,500 naira, your little 2,000 naira can go a long way. I will receive that account number. I will still call the letter. This is my line. You can still reach me. I will send you my own quota, even though it's 1,000 naira every day. I will send it. I want to tell you just this morning when you were talking about the religion some of us are in. You know that the religion how a Yoruba man founded, an Igbo man cannot be held.
Exactly.
In all the Igbo land, Yoruba man did not have a building. How can you tell me we are one Nigeria? In all the Igbo land, Hausa man do not have a building. How can you tell me we are one Nigeria? Even in the churches Yoruba people open, Igbo man cannot have a good office. Do you know that one day one of the pastors of the Yoruba where I worship in Redeem called me for a business? I was there. They are like four Yorubas. And the Bible says we dwell in unity, and the moment you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, they become one. This is who we are speaking Yoruba. I don't hear Yoruba. After speaking Yoruba, they will not talk to me in English. They will talk all sorts of things and they will laugh. I don't understand them. But I was looking at them and said, these people say we are one in church. But look at them, they were speaking. I came back, I told my wife, I said, imagine what happened today. these people, they will finish speaking Yoruba. Even in the church, when Yoruba man see you hearing my voice, you go to church. Whenever you meet Yoruba man in the office, they will keep speaking their language. When they know you don't know their language, they will use their language to castigate against you. You won't even know. They will talk nonsense. But these people are cowards. These people are like bats. They don't live in the air. They don't live in the land. We need to vanquish them out of. We need to destroy these people. Unless these people are destroyed, I tell you, Biafra will not come. But as someone was telling me, say, why you talk about there, Biafra? Do you know the war? I said we start war. We cannot have Biafra. We are not going for referendum. We are not going for peace talk. Jehovah Nissi is not ready to negotiate with man. We are the instrument of Jehovah Nissi. And he is the God of Biafra, the only true king. Therefore, we will march together and finish these people. They don't love us. Yoruba man don't love evil man. Hausa man don't love evil man. I tell you the truth. Anywhere you're hearing my voice, I am telling you the truth. Now is the time, and the time is now. We will continue to spread this gospel, no matter the odds and the obstacles. I don't care about the Waziri and the Mossop, they are fake. But I thank God Biafra has come to stand. We're not talking about the new movement, we're talking about Biafra. And God will bless Biafra. God will bless you, Director. God will bless you, the people's prophet. God will continue to keep you and keep all the cues, all the mamezu. God will keep his family. God will preserve your wife. All barristers, God will keep you. God will keep every two of your friends. God will preserve us. And I want the soldiers to know we are going to fight a war. A war we call holy war. Prepare yourself spiritually. Prepare yourself physically. Because spiritual world controls the physical world. I want to tell every dear friend, live a life apart from sin. If you have a wife, continue and commune with only your wife. Do not go to adults. If you are doing business, do it in honesty. God will always give us victory. And it shall be so in the name of Chukwadiyama. In the name of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I say thank you very much for this privilege to talk to the world through Radio Biafra. So we keep Radio Biafra now and beyond and eternity in the name of our Lord.
He say, well spoken, very well spoken, very fluid and erudite. I love people that command words the way that you have commanded it. And you have done so, of course, offering praise to heaven, because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. You will see what will happen. Biafra will come, and heaven will rejoice. And I will say to Chukwu Abiama, your words came to pass because you are God. You have never failed before, and you did not fail your children. Thank you very much this morning for listening. All those that called in, my own brother, former from Australia, every principal officer of state, wherever you are, those of you struggling under the burden of gossip and innuendo, you have been set free. You can go and preach this very gospel without being defensive anymore. Because now the whole world knows that not only are we incorruptible, that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. I told them, as I told them, was written, in the end we win. After this whole thing, we win. It's IPOB. We anchored everything under God. Not was it in a kebuom, osubosubo, chupu abiyama, kill me if I lie. But if I speak the truth, please allow me to see your kingdom come as it is in heaven. We thank all of you for listening this very morning. We are reconvening later on this evening, of course, as we have pledged to do. Our systems we are cutting because we lack some equipment. Everything you are seeing or hearing about Radio Biafra, we built ourselves. There is no Yibono white man. We want you to understand that. I feel sorry for the zoo. One button, Aga Piaka Hani name, they will sink. They don't know who we are, do they? They're about to confront something that will consume them. Do you know the funniest thing?
If they run away, we'll find them where they are and still kill them. The only choice they have is to leave us alone. Leave us alone to do what we are doing. If you come after us, we will kill you. If you like, try and see. Try and see. I am in Biafra land. I'm not in London. I am here. That the will of Chukwu Abiyama may be fulfilled in our lives. If you never knew before, now you know. If you were contemplating before, now it is very, very clear to you. Biafra is a religion. If you don't know, let me tell you. If you're going to Yoruba church, you are a child of Lucifer. You are a open cable. Any Yoruba man or woman, you. Our lines have been cutting. And I have prayed, I have asked for this support, for this line to stop cutting, please. You must try and understand it. You must try and understand, please. Our lines have, all this while has been cutting. We need support to be able, there is an equipment we need from the USA. Once we buy, it's a satellite equipment. Once we buy it, we bypass Glo, Etisalat and MTN to carry our signal up to space. And then from there to London, it will then come back to you on your radios. Very, very important. We need to send satellite signal from here to London, back to satellite and then onto your dishes if you're listening via satellite decoder. We need to get this thing done ASAP. Biafra is our religion. Here is where we worship on Radio Biafra, because Chukwu Abiyama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiyama will bless Biafra. I thank you for listening from us from here. This very morning, it is simply, no, I will say afternoon. It is simply good afternoon.
Victorious, our triumph.